Monterey Owen Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
If you're watching this, I've got more money than you do, but I'm down here spending it on these people, not stealing it from them like you are.
We have seen unprecedented bias against Donald Trump and his supporters in the last year and a half during this campaign. But on the issue of the Clinton Foundation stealing close to $2 billion of Haitian aid relief, even the Washington Post, the New York Times have admitted they did it. But they say it was a mistake or they screwed up. And we've got Chelsea's emails to her credit saying, thousands are dying, Mom and Dad. We got to give them the money. 97%+ of the money they were given never got there. The Clintons only have about 3% to 5%, depending on the year, of the money they raise to charity as well. This is truly monstrous. It is so diabolical. So after the hurricane hit over a week ago, I began to talk to the crew about trying to get into Haiti, but no commercial aircraft were going in. And then out of the blue, Gary Haven, a billionaire, patriot, friend of the show, called me about a week ago and he said, you know, I fly aid missions in every week and I've been doing it since the earthquake hit 5 years ago. And he said, would you like to come with your crew? And I said, absolutely. We were just trying to get a crew in there. I hadn't thought of you. And Gary got them into the country for 5 days, and I've been watching since they got back last night hours of this footage, and it's so staggering. It's so haunting that I don't even feel worthy to try to bring this info out, try to help these people. I mean, they've got footage of people dying. The UN there letting children die and not even fly them 30 minutes to the capital of Haiti. I've got private planes coming in with food that basically the UN takes control of. I have got footage of the public almost rioting when they hear the name Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton because they know they represented Haiti for several years and took the money from good Americans and others that gave it. We are going through hours of footage. I've got Gary Haven, the pilot, on tomorrow with our crew that was there, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman. Here is just
All right, folks, that is just part of a piece that's up on InfoWars.com that is just a prelude to what's going to be breaking today on the broadcast and tomorrow. This is a huge scandal. We're only 20 days out, but that's coming up later in the third hour. We have the biggest news ever out of these WikiLeaks in my 21 years. And used to, I'd say once, you know, twice a year, this is the biggest news ever because things are progressing as things get more out of control. Now it's every day, but we have the Clintons trying to bribe the FBI, but it's bigger than that. We have the shadow government circumventing and taking control of the investigation.
18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, here are some of the headlines up on Infowars.com right now. Navy officer tells Alaskans prepare for war with Russia. Deutsche Bank accelerates its descent into going belly up. Mainstream media admits they have a bias and work for elites. That's because they know it's all coming out in the WikiLeaks, and they're trying to hide it in plain view. This is such a time that evil is being revealed. It is such an amazing time to be alive. Look at DrudgeReport.com and the headlines. If you're a radio listener, go there. TV viewers can see it. Mystery swirls around Assange's status at Ecuadorian embassy in London. His internet's been cut off since Sunday. We now know it was John Kerry and the State Department threatening not just the Ecuadorian embassy and government, but every other South American country to not ever give him a place to escape to and to not give him any internet. Kerry demanded internet cut, 17,150 Podesta emails and counting, more released today, despite the fact they cut his internet. Of course, he's got backups. WikiLeaks, Hillary wants Obamacare to unravel. Journalists shower Clinton camp with cash. Corporate media exposed. You've got Hillary's top people saying, make Soros happy, do whatever he says. 4 million ineligible and dead voters on voter rolls. You bet they're Democrats. O'Keefe caught video. And this is up on Infowars.com as well, of Democrats funded by the Soros group attacking people in Chicago and other places. We told you that first. That is now confirmed. We had it from the Chicago police. But you talk about racketeering. They're saying go and basically attack people and incite violence. That's racketeering. Going and yelling Bill Clinton's a rapist to expose his sex crimes is your First Amendment. Racketeering is going and trying to shut down free speech and start violence. They've been caught paying homeless to cause disruptions. Activist who bragged about starting Chicago riot was on Hillary payroll. Rasmussen says Clinton is 1 point ahead. LA Times says Trump is 2 points ahead. It's a dead heat, but in internal polls, he's 5 to 10 to 15 points ahead in battleground states. But he did get damaged a little bit by the total media onslaught that he was going to drop out. There's multiple polls out there. They're not doing it because of the sex scandal. People know that's made up and exaggerated at the bare minimum. But it's the fact that they keep saying he's going to drop out and he's going to lose. A lot of people want to bet on a winner. A lot of folks, you know, once somebody's going to the Super Bowl, then they choose to support the team. They don't support them in the pregame stuff before the season even starts. They don't support during the exhibition games. They don't support during the middle of the season. They support right at the end, because they want to bet on a winner. This is such an incredible time to be alive. Now, let me give you the big news. We're going through the DC leaks. We're going through the WikiLeaks as fast as we can. We've only got four or five writers that we can spare to be on that. And it is over the top insane. Separately, we obviously have other major hacker groups contacting us with data dumps. And if they can direct us where to go look in these thousands of pages, we're happy to verify it and report on it. But in between breaks, that's what I'm dealing with. I'm not complaining, but if I seem like a wild man here on air, this is War Room Central, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, okay? They say no rest for the wicked. Well, I must be wicked then, because I don't feel like I'm wicked. But let me tell you, there's certainly no rest around here battling the wicked. Now, let me give you the big bombshells. The biggest is that the latest piece of information is not from WikiLeaks. It's from the 1,000-plus emails the FBI just released. Another data dump. And I'm glad this one isn't on a Friday night so nobody notices it. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's a memo with Hillary Clinton's people openly offering FBI agents in meeting after meeting over years cushy State Department jobs, paying double or triple what the FBI pays in very luxurious surroundings, in plum positions in Europe, like in London, Paris, and other areas, Amsterdam, you name it, if they would roll over and artificially lower the classification marks on the documents and lie to the public and lie to Congress and commit perjury. and be involved in organized crime in a conspiracy to mislead the public and the courts. There are new WikiLeaks with high-level FBI agents saying, look, there must be a grand jury. She must be indicted. This is insane. Comey works for her. He did her taxes. The FBI, this is good to see that the FBI actually has somewhat of a soul here and has actually been behind the scenes going after Hillary and Comey. So we've got all those clips. But ladies and gentlemen, that's not the big news. The big news is, and I don't want to sit here and say, see, we were right again. It's not that we were right again. It wasn't we were speculating and we were right. They had the church committee hearings in the 70s that convened for multiple years. The globalists themselves have written hundreds of books. I mean, I personally have read close to 100 books written by them, by Zbigniew Brzezinski and by Carol Quigley and all of them, on how things run. Because they admit they write these books, they say in the foreword, so their own State Department people can understand how it works. Now, I don't just read this out of their books. I've had family in the Army, a lot of family in the Army, in Black Ops, and they always say, yes, we work for the State Department. And by the way, how do you know that, Alex? Because that's the breakaway group that runs the CIA, the whole nine yards. That's why with the Steve Pachinik running the State Department psychological warfare, he was really over the CIA, you name it, and a bunch of other agencies. That's the master control group. All right? Now, the article's on Infowars.com, and I'm going to get more into it later, but it's so big, we're going to file special reports on it, you name it. It's bigger than the one 2 weeks ago where they said, we're going to keep the public in the dark and dumb them down. But it's not working, so we're going to have to go to culture war, which you now see. Hardcore, weaponized, State Department, CIA, Ford Foundation, directed Hitlerian technology. Okay? I mean, it's all in there, not my opinion. Where's the apologies from the press? They're all sycophantically, even low-level press, giving huge donations to Democrats to get paper play. That's how it's always been in Chicago, in many areas, to even get on the air or to get access. It's they want in the club. They know it's criminal. They know it's evil. They're all showing off who can be a bigger whore. Who can, you know, give a better globalist you-know-what. That's what I keep telling you. These are conscious criminals. Conscious. And what's weird is they're all real soft. They don't come from the old cores of shadow government, because that's always there to a certain extent. Call it guardians, if you will. This is like the rule of the Ivy League wimp that couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. Today I was driving to work in the fast lane, and there was traffic 50 cars ahead of me, 30, 40 cars. I said, I'm going to go around these cars in the slow lane, and it's going to be a BMW with a Trendy. And I almost took a photo, but I was going too fast to do it. I'm going to make a documentary on this. It was a trendy, metrosexual male in an $80,000 BMW. And ladies and gentlemen, he had a Bernie Sanders sticker. And I almost ran off the road and was about to get footage of it. I just said, I got to get to work. This is too important. I pull up and a guy's blocking the entire gas station middle row so no one can get in there and get gas. And he's a professor at ACC and a Hillary supporter. He had a professor sticker, faculty, and then I said, let me guess, and he admitted it. And I said, of course, you're blocking. He goes, why do you ask? Because you're blocking the whole road, you son of a bitch. And I'm going to be honest, I said that. I mean, I'm done. I know who you are. I understand who you are. I'm done with you. I can assess you in seconds when I'm in traffic and can't get where I'm going. I know it's you up there because it's your religion. After I drove by that guy and looked at him, he then sped up. He'd had his fun. He'd been the little boss over everybody. Excuse me. I'm digressing on the biggest news I've ever reported. The reason this is so important is it's not just shadow government in this new release by the FBI. This isn't WikiLeaks. This is incontrovertible. It's that they say we're going to have to run it by the seventh floor group. And they're having to talk to their mid-level minions, and they go, what's the seventh floor? And they go, you know, that's the shadow government that really runs things. And they're like, oh, you know, back, oh, thank you. Oh, good. You know how frustrating it is to go to Bilderberg in 2008 and see Hillary and Obama drive by an armored Secret Service SUVs and have them aim HK MP5s at us on video and have Marines flipping us off in plain clothes, breaking in our hotel rooms, threatening to attack me in elevators when I'm at my own hotel. And I don't mean some 20-year-old Marine. I mean like 50-year-old colonels and stuff, okay? This is what I had to deal with just to try to go cover the shadow government. Hey, Alex, you want to blow up the State Department with us today? I'm a patriot. I'm like, no. Well, good, because you'll get hurt if you try. And it's just like you got two guys in the elevator. This is what really goes on in America. And then you have the New York Times write an article a year later about it saying Jones was seen in a new film, New World Order, insane. It was a movie making fun of me. In Virginia at a Marriott hotel conference center, imagining men were following him. Meanwhile, there's helicopters landing, Secret Service everywhere, people talking in their, arm pieces. Richard and Haas coming out when I'm bullhorning them and pointing at me. All this is on video, and they told their viewers, I'm skipping the break, they told their readers that it doesn't exist. Now, that was only 8 years ago. No one knew about Bilderberg, maybe 1 out of 100. Nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private, maybe 1 out of 20. Nobody knew. But something called DrudgeReport.com started linking to our articles right then with our HD photos and videos showing it. And it broke the electronic Berlin Wall. Drudge had been linking to us for a few years before that. But the point was, it's a microcosm of how they think they can control you. So we have the new FBI releases of the Hillary emails. And in it are their memos saying, yeah, every time we go over, they try to bribe us. And we don't appreciate it. And we think they should be indicted. Nothing's done. Okay, they offered to bribe us again. They're very obvious about it. Should we wear a wire? Do not wear a wire. This is what goes on in our government now. The State Department people under Hillary are so arrogant, they go, look, will you just stop it? The secretary promises you, this is Kerry, if you'll just say that we weren't passing classified information, how'd your wife like to live in Paris? How'd you like to be under the main ambassador and live in a 5,000-square-foot floor of a pure marble compound? And let me tell you, the hookers are awesome. They're on the State Department tab. How'd you like to work for the folks above the CIA? How'd you like that, huh? You want to run the show? How's that sound? That's in there, hundreds of pages of it, their reports, their memos. Go read it for yourself. Now, you wonder why the press is all on the bandwagon now? They all want to be in the rock star club. To them, it's like Hollywood. If they could just get there, if they could just be at dinner with Hillary and Martha's Vineyard, and if they could just be, you don't get the rock star job. It's all their former politicos get to anchor all the TV shows, even though they have no viewers. They don't care that no one wants to watch Stephanopoulos or Chuck Todd. They're going to give themselves those jobs because they're rock stars. And while they milk the public, grandma watches Stephanopoulos on TV and, thinks he's really a big movie star. So, these are jokes that took over the great empire that was America. I'm not defending the empire, but took over the greatest country the world's ever seen and have now pissed it down the toilet in the last couple years. And they've got this tottering evil witch as their goddess, as their Lord and Savior. I mean, CNN actually said she's a golden goddess. Praise her. Praise her, oh, golden goddess. And then the new article up on Infowars.com, so bombshell, I just can't even believe it. FBI files on Hillary's emails reveal, quote, shadow government was in charge. Now, I want to explain that I've made a bunch of films on this like Endgame, and I've shown you the congressional record, and I've shown you quotes from top globalists, from former German chancellors to the head of political science at Georgetown, who, by the way, were for this system. But let me explain. This is a sub-shadow government over management of the United States, not the shadow government. Though Kerry and others are part of that. The shadow government convenes. There's less than about 100 members of it. It doesn't have any formal name, but it's all the same managers. You'll have maybe 20 or 30 of them, depending on the year, manage the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, and then the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. When you see the CFR, it's a larger second-tier management group, but the heads of the CFR are like Russian dolls inside, nesting within the upper echelon of the true shadow government. So it's a stratified pyramid structure. That's why that's their symbol. And so in here, it lists who's in the U.S. shadow government. And they're like, don't worry about the FBI. Don't worry about anybody. Don't worry about Congress. The shadow government's going to decide what Congress does and what the media does and what the courts do. And so there's not going to be any problem because, you know, they're telling their underlings, don't worry, just send them all the files and then they'll decide what to do. And the shadow government said met every weekend and just decided how to handle everything. Kind of like lower level, you've got the superdelegates appointed by the party. The head of the party is part of the shadow government for the U.S. That shadow government for the U.S. nest in the larger global shadow government. This is all how it works. And it's all in the email. And see, they have to explain it to underlings because underlings don't understand. They go, you know, why are we going to go fund Nazi movements to blow up Oklahoma City? And they go, because we're going to blame it on the right wingers. Oh, okay, okay. You know, that's why those memos are going to be coming out. Some of them have already come out in lawsuits. But here's a 1,100 plus page book. I'm sorry, I always say 1,100. 1,300 page book. But 1,100 is when the bibliography starts, if memory serves. No, the bibliography starts at 1,319. I've read this entire book at least once. You can also just go online and just search terms and the whole thing's online. Written by Carroll Quigley in the late 1960s. He was commissioned by the State Department because the CIA's best and brightest couldn't understand how things really worked. And so in it, he explains, we fund fascists, we fund communists, we fund authoritarians, we fund cult leaders, we fund destabilization and collapse worldwide so we can consolidate control. And here in the U.S., we're going to have both parties, ideally, now that we've gotten rid of Barry Goldwater. We've actually attacked Barry Goldwater in here. Now that we've gotten rid of him, we're going to be able to set this entire thing up where it looks like there's differences between the two parties, but then we just basically have them fight over petty issues, over social issues that never get addressed, never get fixed, never get decided, while we take all the major money and jobs and industry and move it overseas. And then we'll be able to dictate with the Chinese and others who we're making deals with right now. This is before he even made the deal, before Nixon even got in. It was already being set up, the plan, to leverage out all competition worldwide. And then we can dictate the planet's surrender to our technocracy. Now, he wrote this, and only 1,000 copies were made, but Patriots got the plates in the 70s and printed about 10,000 up. John Birch Society and others. There were threats of lawsuits, other things, but because it was paid for by a government publisher, they backed off and just hoped no one would read the book. Now, other Patriots have republished it. We sell it. I'm not even trying to sell you a book. Nobody buys books. But, I mean, if you want to know how the whole thing runs, I don't need to read WikiLeaks. This guy was commissioned to explain the blueprint to 1,000 insiders in the late 1960s. Okay, that's $39.95. It's a big hardcover book. You can go read it for yourself. So when you hear mainstream media, 1966 published, when you hear them push their garbage and you hear them deny any of this exists, just go read the book he wrote, Cultural Evolution in Civilizations. Go find out what he thinks about you and your family. Go read it. Now, imagine how chumpish you seem to them and how pathetic when they tell you there's no world government, there's no corporate world government, you can keep your doctor, Obamacare's free, then it's cheaper than your phone bill, then it's cheaper than your cable bill, then Obama never said you could keep your doctor. Remember all that? It has death panels, it doubles and triples prices, they celebrate on TV and call you dumbasses. But still the average trendy giggles and laughs because they're part of the establishment. They're make-believing. They're pretending. 99% of the press will never be part of this elite. But see, when I got reached out to by the Kissinger Group one time, and they offered to have me come to New York and hang out with them, they could not believe. And it's incredible that John Harmon was there because he was doing it during the breaks. They could not believe I didn't fall down on the floor. Because let me tell you, Henry Kissinger, he's one of the old gophers that knows where all the bodies are buried for the old money and kind of left him with a lot of the keys to power. He kind of runs a lot of the major Rothschild Rockefeller operations, still does. And so they're like, you don't want to meet the guy bigger than the president. You don't want to be part of the club. Okay, buddy. And Rothkopf just, I can't believe this. You are so foolish. Oh, I'm so sad, Alex. Well, this is just, he's just, oh, we're trying to do such good work, Alex. You've made a big mistake. I'm getting off this interview. I thought you were And I said, you didn't think I was Alex S. Jones, because I've had that before where I get weird guests on. Because they, I know it's you. I came on because I want to push superclass, and you're part of the superclass. You understand how all this works. You need to be working with us for a better world. And I said, I know that's the mid-level pitch. Quigley wrote that in his book, How They Get People to Sign On to It. And he was so pissed that I had read all the stuff that I knew their blueprint, that I wasn't being manipulated. I don't want to make $20 million a year and sit in some big horrible mansion with some trophy wife that, you know, wants to commit suicide and sell out my race. But you people, it's just so unthinkable, because you're so sold out and so pathetic that you just think that just because the public is snot-nosed and stupid, we should start raising them like cattle or something. Because you're the ones that help put them in that position, and you're the ones that act worse than cattle. You act like frickin' demons. You do nasty-ass stuff. And you go out of your way, this is the key, to hunt down good, innocent countries and good, innocent people, and anything stable and pure and honest, you undermine it and overthrow it. So, here's the deal. I'm not joining your world government because it's got an evil aim. And on top of it, even if you set up world government for good, it's going to degenerate and somebody bad's going to get in to a centralized top-down system. History and common sense shows that. But hey, are we vindicated? FBI releases documents that a shadow government ran the whole investigation, coordinated the media, Congress, the White House, everything. One group wrote up the plan to con the American people, and they want Hillary Clinton in the White House, and they hate Donald Trump.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So history is unfolding. We're told that because they've called thousands of women and found nine women to claim that he grabbed their hands or touched their legs 15, 20, 30 years ago, that he's the most horrible sexual assaulter on the planet. He's the devil. That's Donald Trump. Meanwhile, we have hundreds of thousands of emails confirming Hillary Clinton was helping fund Al-Qaeda / ISIS to take over the Middle East and working with Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Something we told you 5 years ago, now all confirmed. I mean, we have real colonels on that were the head of anti-Al-Qaeda units. We have real famous CIA whistleblowers on, like Tosh Plumlee. We have real congressmen on. We really do tell you what's going on. I mean, I hate to keep going back to that, but I don't want a stinking Pulitzer Prize, folks. I want to defeat the New World Order, and I want people to realize this show isn't a game. It's not a joke. We are dead on target, bullseye. Now, I'm done laying that out here, but how many times do we tell you there's a shadow world government? I'll tell you how my brain works. I get up this morning. I go to Infowars.com. I go check Yahoo News, Drudge, go into email, look at what some of the top Google trends are, go see what Paul Watson is writing. Oh, look, CNBC's forced to now report on it. Oh, after Paul Watson did, they just published it. They just published it. New FBI release on Clinton email refers to shadow government. Oh, they're being forced to report on the shadow government. Isn't that cute? But let me continue here. Oh, I guess it exists now because CNBC finally said so. But this is what really gets me. I see the headline that Hillary, in the new emails coming out, wanted Obamacare to fail. And then the email goes on to say because they wanted to bankrupt the old system and bring in a single payer, but that's even more fascist, that costs even more money, where you've only got three insurance companies involved that are owned by the big banks, which is what we always told you it was. 100% correct. And then right on time, Congress comes out and says, it's bankrupt, it's over, we've got to have a new system. And Hillary says, that's right, I'm about to get in office and you'll finally get everything free. Constituents, do any of you believe that when in the emails she talks about how much she hates you and how you're pathetic? This is a woman that steals the plates from the White House. This is a woman that robs old people of their savings in Whitewater, one of the biggest scams ever, ripping off retirees. This is a woman that treats everyone like total crap around her. This is a woman who is a monster. But you don't care because you like the little fake lady on TV on MSNBC. And there's Rachel Maddow last week saying you're anti-Semitic if you talk about secret shadow cabals with multinationals running the country. And now the FBI released it yesterday. The Federal Bureau of Investigation released it. It isn't WikiLeaks, so you can claim it isn't real. They admit these WikiLeaks are real, but they'll still put out emails to her constituents saying they're not real. Again, that's this world where they just lie to their constituents, man. They treat them so bad. I wouldn't treat my worst enemy like that, but they are so pathetic. And they just sit there, oh, we love you, we love you, Hillary. By the way, we do have her chef, who was her chef, confirmed. The other one ended up dead, reportedly because he saw the racist comments as well. You're going to have the big exclusive. He did one little interview. This is the big official exclusive. He's coming on later in the broadcast. You heard her treat black butlers. That's what they got in the White House. White butlers, you name it. But you look at the photos, it's mainly black butlers. Treating them like, we're calling them the N-word. I got to hand it to her. At least she tells it to somebody's face. Unbelievable. And, you know, it doesn't matter. If it's white people, she'll go, you poor, scummy, white trash, filth. You'll never be anybody. If it's black people, she'll go, you N-word scum. It doesn't matter. She knows how to hurt people is what she does. One thing the Secret Service has told us on record and off record, you heard former senior agent Mr. Byrne yesterday. He said, yeah, she disparaged Latinos to their face, but she did it to everybody. You GD, you know, you GD Marine, get the hell out of my way. Secret Service, you dumbass, you know, blah, blah, blah. Hit somebody upside the head with a Bible. This is what she does. No matter who you are, she'll attack you. Whatever the slang is, whatever the, and it's meant meanly. It's not like Gran Torino. That stuff really goes on with old guys at barbershop calling each other names as a form of camaraderie to get over all the political correctness. We're talking about vicious racism. Because she hates everybody, including herself. And then she lies like Brian Williams about how she was under sniper fire. We're 20 days out, folks, and report. John Kerry demanded Ecuador stop WikiLeaks publishing Clinton documents. He's been cut off. Now he's not even on the phone. Now he's having to send out photos saying, keep fighting. We'll put that on screen. And then here it is. WikiLeaks releases another 1,894 Podesta emails. FBI files on Hillary's emails revealed shadow government was in charge of her investigation. And WikiLeaks is smart to keep releasing this drip, drip, drip because the media tries to ignore it. But then there's so much of it coming out. They're being centrally directed completely by the globalist. So they have to, they're such control freaks, they've got to manage each piece. But so much is coming out, they can't manage it. But FBI files and Hillary Clinton revealed shadow government was, quote, in charge of the investigation. They call it in the 56-page document, just on this investigation, the seventh floor. Now, I've never heard it called that. I've heard it called roundtables, star chambers, top of the pyramid, roundtable groups, COG, continuity of government. But if you want to know who really runs the United States with nuclear war, you name it, it is the National Security Council. But then, as General Jones said a few years ago in two different speeches, you can just pull it up. General Jones, head of the National Security Council, in two different speeches said, I get my daily orders from Henry Kissinger. Hillary Clinton, in two CFR speeches, including one on TV, said, I get my daily orders at the State Department from Henry Kissinger. And folks, that's because they're throwing it in our face. They're inoculating us to accept this. Just Google it. NSC Advisor Jones, I take my daily orders from Dr. Kissinger. You can pull video up of Hillary saying it. And then, the same year this happened, 2009, I had the host of ABC Nightly News here. I forget his name because they got a couple of them. You just Google Alex Jones Nightline, but it was the host of ABC. We went and had dinner, and basically at dinner, he just admitted, he goes, well, you're on your side, I'm on mine. And, you know, he goes, I like America. This is just the way it is. You know, I'm a Christian. He used to work at the 700 Club. And he just said, no, I know you. I mean, I know what you're doing is real. But here in the studio, they did a hit piece, but it was still kind of friendly hit piece. But he said to me, he said, there's no world government. And I showed him all these clips, and I showed him General Jones's statement. And he said, that's a different world government that they're talking about. And then he put out a piece saying that there's no world government. There it is, the return of Alex Jones, ABC Nightline. I forget that guy's name. What's his name? But it's head spinning when you sit there and you have all the proof. And now WikiLeaks is providing it in megaton dosages. And that's what hurts my feelings for the American people, is they've got an organized media that will prey on them and that will fawn and almost stumble over each other in a riot, like people getting out of a burning theater. They'll stampede like wild bison over the edge of a cliff. It's just, I don't understand it. Yeah, Dan Harris is his name. All right, let me just stop right there before I get to you all these incredible clips we've got. There is so much to cover today. They're clearly planning to steal the election. I have a plan to stop it. You notice we raised the alarm first. Again, not bragging, just letting you know, we're at the tip of the spear. For whatever reason, we're the most focused. We study the enemy. We know what's going on. We have the sources as well. But we've got a way to stop them. But we're going to have to get the word out to the people in the next 20 days. So we'll be breaking that down. Before I go any further, tomorrow night, starting tomorrow at 11 a.m., right through past midnight, we're going to have 13 hours of the final showdown, the final debate, freedom versus tyranny, nationalism versus the shadow global government. Live feed analysis, 13 hours of coverage. Please spread the link that's on Infowars.com/show to everyone you know. There will be our feed there. There will also be the YouTube feed and several other backups, because now they've declared cyber war against enemies of the Democratic Party. We are seeing major hacks against Liberty sites, major attempts at attacks. We're seeing a lot of the streams being shut down. You're going to, I think, in the next 20 days, see their, quote, cyber response to Russia. And that means anybody that's against Hillary is seen as a Russian agent. And they basically admit that. But this is how they're going to get the big engines, the big computers, at the different national NSA cyber command systems pointed at the American people. And it will produce a whole bunch of more Snowdens. I mean, they're all going to be in there attacking the American people, attacking Drudge, attacking InfoWars, attacking Patriots, attacking General Flynn, attacking Donald Trump. I mean, really? You really believe that? No. The shadow foreign government has hijacked us. And I keep saying, we identify the shadow government. We identify it's illegitimate. We identify they set up the EU project to set up a world government to tie into the American Union and then the Pacific Union. It's all being set up now. We're now at the point of world government officially being activated in public. It's global taxes, global courts, global armies, your local government run by UN rules enforced by the central government. 10 global regions broken into 10 sub-regions per region, with 3 mega-regions encompassing the 10. 3, 3, and 3, with 1 being the global government sub-district above the law. That's not even geographic, but sets up walled bases in each region. See, they admit their plan is to implode the world and not build some big, huge world government when they're done, but go back to city-states. Everybody else doesn't get technology. Everybody else gets starved to death. And they are basically in breakaway Elysium systems, but not off world, on the planet. By the way, everything you just heard is not me mirroring fiction. It's fiction mirroring us. This is the elite plan. Go read their white papers, people. The Matrix plan is from the 70s, from the Pentagon, declassified in 1999. I know that sounds insane. They said to end war, we will all be born, put in tanks. We will power the tanks with our own bodies. I mean, you just can't make this crap up. Hive minds. And a lot of people now aren't laughing, though, because they see this in the news. They're saying, everyone will soon get chips. Soon you won't have a body. Soon there won't be any humans. These people are crazy. But here's the problem. They've taken over. Maybe they're not crazy. They mean business. But who says the machines don't stab them in the back? They believe Google's already artificially sentient. They've said that in the last year. Google is wired into billions of people's brains. You're interfacing with it. It's a mass human interface of your hopes, your desires, your literature, your art. You're building the machine Ray Kurzweil believes will make him God. Whether they ever achieve that or not is not my debate. What I'm getting at is they are moving forward with a world government plan. And if you can't admit there's a shadow government running the show, if you can't admit Hillary's above the law, if you can't admit her trying to bribe FBI agents over a two-year period to their face, and the FBI writing memos saying she should be indicted and nothing's done, the sky's the limit, boys and girls. And if you're a new listener, you've got Judge Napolitano talking about it so much more. I'm going to stop right now, though. We need funding. I need four or five more writers. I need more camera people. I need more editors. We got David Knight and Josh out in Vegas right now to interview Farage and others and cover the final debate tomorrow night. We got a skeleton crew. It's taken me years to build this with your support. We got stuff you need, whether it's shortwave radios or non-GMO seeds or water filters or nutraceuticals. They're all amazing. And I need people to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And get our biome defense probiotic. It's the best out there. To get Supernova Vitality or Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch System. So many people are incredibly sick because of vitamin and mineral and trace element deficiencies. But the globalists won't tell you that, folks. Our bio true selenium is just amazing. All orders get Hillary for prison stickers and a citizen rule book added. And a special that is only running for a few days. A massive 25% off. Mega debate special on Brain Force at InfoWarsLife.com for this week's debate mega special and get free shipping store-wide for a limited time. I forgot to plug that. You'd think I'd actually plug our specials here. We have free shipping store-wide right now until the debate ends. Boom. Store-wide free shipping, 25% off Brain Force, a bunch of other specials. Fund the operation. Get incredible nootropics you need. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have the last ever Hillary for prison run of the shirts. And when those are gone, they're gone. We have the other super limited edition. Only one print of these made in America. The Gadsden flag. Lock her up. Don't tread on me combo shirt. Hillary for prison shirt is at cost. And I mentioned that $9.95. That is at cost because that includes the shipping. I guess that kind of becomes redundant when shipping's free. But the point is, it's all available. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection for the nutraceuticals. And separately from financially supporting us and getting products that are very useful that you need, I need your prayers. I need you to lift us up in prayer. I need you to lift this country up in prayer, Donald Trump up in prayer. And your own family up in prayer, even if you don't believe in God, just focus on the fact that we are envisioning an awakening in this culture, in this world, and stopping, you know, London Independent, Reuters or others are saying that Russia is saying we're the closest to nuclear war ever and has their missiles on readiness, so are U.S., with open calls to start striking Russian targets inside Syria and cyber war announced by the vice president. And I said we're in the greatest danger of war and that basically a declaration of war has been announced by the bureaucracy. I said that Sunday. Now that's in mainstream news today, that essentially a state of war now exists between the United States and Russia. And notice all hell's breaking loose now with Deutsche Bank and the Russians and the jihadis and the open borders. And then we always said, where's the good people in the government? We have all the stuff coming out from the Pentagon, the FBI, the WikiLeaks, the DC leaks, the Patriots are fighting as hard as they can, putting out all the pure criminality of Hillary and others. And believe me, the deep state that isn't totally evil has been in Trump stuff. That's why they know he's good. I'm not saying Big Brother's good, but it's a double-edged sword. This is a total war. And the prostitute press is more than happy to go along with it. been so overwhelmed with all these WikiLeaks. I didn't even tell you, Michael Savage, who is in the WikiLeaks, who was taken off the radio for a while for talking about Hillary's health, he's back on air. I guess he can tell us about that. But the main reason he's coming on is he's in the WikiLeaks. What I said at the time, I know the enemy, folks. It's not that I'm guessing. I already know their policies. They want extrajudicially to take our guns, to take our property, to take our kids, to make us take vaccines, to make us live where they want, to make us do what they want. Authoritarians are always the same, and to not let us travel for our political views. That's the first thing Hitler did when he got in power against groups he didn't like in the early 1933, 34. I said, you watch, they're not letting Savage and others in because our government's working with England. You know, our citizens can protest this, but I guarantee you they're doing this behind the scenes. The State Department's over that to try to set a precedent to set this up here. When she was at the State Department 5 years ago, 6 years ago, she's the one blocking Savage. That's in the emails. He's coming on 30 minutes to the next hour. Then he's on record. He was the Clinton chef for many years. He reportedly saw them say that black people were the N-word and scream N-word at black people and treat them like crap. That's what Hillary does. He's joining us, ladies and gentlemen. So after Dr. Savage leaves us, this is how jam-packed this is. This is an exclusive. Tracy Martin will be joining us, their chef. And, folks, I've got to get to all the clips. There are so many of them. By the way, Bill Clinton has been confronted three more times. Hillary hasn't really been on the road with the history of rape. I've got those clips. I want to salute everybody. Doing a great job. Here's another one with Fox just live a few minutes ago with them on air and the guys behind the window. Bill Clinton is a rapist, and they quickly cut away with that. And by the way, we're doing the accounting. We're going to have to end the contest any day now for 5,000 if you get on air and say Bill Clinton's a rapist or something along those lines, if you believe it's true, which it is. The evidence says he settled those. And with a shirt or sign saying he's a rapist. 1,000 if you only get the sign on air for 5 seconds. And I want to pay out the $100,000. I've already paid out a bunch of it. I think 50's already gone out. We're doing the accounting. It looks like we're almost at 100,000. But I would say continue doing it 20 days out, you know, if you believe it's the truth. And a lot of folks are doing it and saying they don't want the money. So we're reaching out to some of the latest people that have done it that are going to be winners. If they choose not to take the prize, we'll put it back out there again. But we're almost at 100. Adon Salazar, that's running the campaign, you know, actually monitoring it all, one of our great writers, he thinks we're at about 100 grand yesterday. So it's happening all over the country, and they are really melting down. By the way, that's the new info that came out, as if we didn't already know from the Chicago police when it first started happening. Hired MoveOn.org people, funded by Soros and Hillary, dressed up like Sanders supporters, hiring drunks and others to go and beat up Trump supporters, then say Trump started it. That way it would make Sanders and Trump people hate each other. Because even though he's a socialist, he's a populist. Even though he's a capitalist, he's a populist. They're closer together than Hillary. Much closer. So they would naturally want to be for Trump if they're anti-establishment. But see, they did that so they wouldn't vote for Trump. And it's in the emails. Now, I saw that at the time. It's clear politics. You can see what they're doing. We're just as smart as these people. We're just not evil. Now James O'Keefe has the national coordinator and the national director of the operation bragging how they would have him, quote, bird dog to start violent confrontations, get in people's faces till they punch you. The National Field Director of Americans United for Change. That's the Soros-Clinton combine. And I talked to Sanders folks, and 90% of them still say they're going to vote for Hillary because they go, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. They just love being conned. They love being schmucks. They want the big banks to keep raping them. They don't know that if they cut taxes on the middle class and have zero taxes on working class people like Kennedy did, it'll double tax receipts. It always does for at least 3-4 years. Then you got to back off of it. They know we haven't had that in decades. They don't know how the economy works. That's why they're poor. That they just don't want to get out of being poor. It's the lottery ticket mentality. They want to hear Hillary's got something free for them, just like Obama did. Just like, you know, there's no penalties. Of course there are. We'll be back with the second hour. Michael Savage. Call everybody you know. Infowars.com. It's a huge show. It's the biggest ever.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
resistance to tyrants. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that Hillary's attacked me by name. I'm very proud of the fact that Obama recently has come out against me and they're running national TV ads attacking me. But I got to tell you, I'm more proud of being associated with Dr. Michael Savage, best-selling author, researcher, who is a true political prisoner. It's come out that WikiLeaks has released the documents yesterday and the latest data dump that Hillary was running the show, not wanting him to be able to travel to England to set the precedent to start restricting the mobility of people they don't like. Just like the no-gun-buy list, they just throw you on. This is the essence of authoritarianism. So he'll be with us at the bottom of the hour. He wants to get into, obviously, the bombshell WikiLeaks, censorship in the media, and what to expect if they get in. This is war. Trump is on fire. The debate is tomorrow night. We'll talk about that. Of course, Michael Savage writes for WorldNet Daily. His new best-selling book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Because, hey, like he said last time he was on, the war just begins when Trump gets in. Dr. Savage, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, you've got the hottest show going, Alex. How can I stay away? But, you know, it's reached such a crazy point that if Trump got up and said, I love my mother, the media would say, Trump says he doesn't love men. He doesn't love his father and he doesn't like men. It's getting insane. He comes on my show yesterday and I asked him, I said, what would you do if you were president with regard to Russia? He said, I'd probably meet with Putin before I was inaugurated, basically to calm down the war fever. Right away, okay, Washington Post, New York Times, they all cover it. That he's on my show. Suddenly I'm respectable. I'm the conservative talk show host, Michael Savage. I'm no longer right-wing maniac. Now I become respectable, Alec, which is worrisome, incidentally. That's a frightening place to be right now. And they're criticizing him for wanting to make peace with Putin. This is while Putin's steaming an aircraft carrier, battle cruiser, destroyer, destroyer escorts, through the English Channel on the way to Aleppo. On the way to his warm water port in Syria, right? Trump says he would meet with Putin before Inauguration Day. Why is that controversial? Didn't Hillary say that she respects her enemies and wants to talk to them? Didn't Obama say the way he sold the Iran deal was that we've got to talk to our enemies instead of going to war with them? So why are they on the other side of Russia, Alex? You know and I know why. They want war. The neocons, the neolibs, the media, the government, industrial, the media. Well, what did Eisenhower say? Beware of the
military
government.
Industrial complex. And the new WikiLeaks, as you know, Dr. Savage, show that Hillary actually met secretly with Putin, and she's the one that got $35 million from him.
You mean for the uranium
deal?
Yes. That's not coming out. No, so in other words, let's for a minute, Trump wants to meet with Putin to stop this insanity. How can he be attacked for that? Totally insanity. Total insanity. So Trump says he would meet with Putin before Inauguration Day. They try to turn it on him and say, oh, this shows that he's going to insult Obama by standing on his legacy. How far will they go to twist reality? The answer is there are no limits. When you're practicing a scorched earth policy, you burn everything down. That's what we're witnessing, Alec. You're burning the media down. You're burning your opponents down. You're burning anyone on earth down. You waste nations. You waste people. It doesn't matter.
Absolute They're shutting our coal off. That is doubling our power prices. They're crippling us.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely. We heard that this old phrase from Lord Acton. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. But the shocker to me yesterday was over the weekend with the WikiLeaks dump, I put on my Facebook page to my, you know, my followers, see if you can search WikiLeaks.org and see what you find on Savage. Well, lo and behold, within an hour, people were sending, look at this one. Here's an email from, I almost said a he-mail. Here's an email from Hillary. That's funny, a he-mail. Here's a he-mail.
Yeah, I thought
from
the he-mail is the first lady. Stay right there. Let's talk about Hillary trying to ban your travel, obviously to set a precedent. Michael Savage, best-selling author, one of the top talk show hosts in the world. Scorched Earth, the new book. There's not other talk show hosts like him, folks. There's really just he and I that are actually independent. That's why this is so important. Stay with us.
Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
Michael Savage of michaelsavage.com. You can also find his columns, his books, and more at WND.com, michaelsavage.wnd.com. Michael Savage is a multimedia icon in the conservative movement. He also, under a nom de plume, one of the best-selling authors of all time when it comes to supplements and plants. He has a doctorate in that. Additionally, he earned his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley. I'm not going to get into all that. He is the author of 25 books plus, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. He earned his coveted Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine in 2007. Again, michaelsavage.com. And he has it up on his site. We have it up on InfoWars. I'm going to show some images of it here in just a moment. And that is one of the biggest aircraft carriers in the world, attack frigates, missile cruisers, all escalating things now coming down to the English Channel from the North Sea at their port to go to their port there, their only other port in the world they have there with Syria. Massive escalation. You know what's on these ships? Cruise missiles, long-range missiles, and their 300 missiles, their 400 missiles that are Mach 5, Mach 6 that cannot be shot down that carry nuclear payloads. So this is the response to Obama last week announcing with his vice president they're going to hit him with a cyber attack and maybe militarily start shooting down Russian aircraft. And they've announced in Congress they want this. So Michael Savage, who it comes out in WikiLeaks, Hillary had banned from England so she could start the precedent of banning other Americans' travel. Talk about authoritarianism. He wants to get into World War III first instead of WikiLeaks. And I agree, this is the most important issue. So he joins us via video Skype. Dr. Savage, getting back to what you were covering earlier, this is madness. I mean, is the Clinton/Obama October surprise, sir, trying to start a larger war? Because even the London Independent says that the Russians believe that that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, it's obvious that they're trying to start a war, and there's a few reasons for it. First of all, it makes no sense to go to war with Russia. They're our natural ally against ISIS. But there, my friend, lies the crux of why they want to go to war with Russia. Apparently, we want ISIS to thrive and to survive. It's been a shell game that we're fighting ISIS. The only time ISIS has been put on the run was after Russia intervened with their aircraft. Then all of a sudden, Obama said, yeah, we're also attacking them. Listen, it's pretty clear that we established ISIS. It's a terrible thing to say when you have a gang of insane people raping 8-year-old girls, selling women on the auction block, live slavery of women, rape of young girls, which they then support with their religious book, the Quran. They say it's justified. I've seen Muslims who've escaped from them say they've never seen anything like this. Here is Hillary Clinton, who's the champion of women. Has she said one word about the atrocity, the industrial level of rape that's going on in the Middle East as a result of ISIS? She hasn't said one word of actual slavery.
Institutional rape, sexual mutilation, her weirdo girlfriend that she stays in the same hotel with, her mother is the top pusher of genital mutilation in the world. Who could make this up?
Okay, so let's tie that to why we want war. I don't want war. Does anyone want a nuclear war other than insane people? Apparently, the sorority that surrounds Hillary Clinton are such bullies and such insane bullies, and they've gotten so far in their life by attacking men, screaming racism, screaming lesbian, anti-lesbianism. Look where they've gotten. They're running the world. So there's only one man left on the planet they haven't crushed, and he lives in Russia. So they're going to crush him in their mind by using the military now, irrespective of the fact that it violates all common sense.
By the way, sir, did you know this leaked about a month ago in WikiLeaks? I'm sure you came up with this on your own. Did you know actually it's in the WikiLeaks, Dr. Savage, that actually that's why that they're mad, because they see it as a patriarchy and want to crush it? Or did you just figure that out?
I said that about a year ago.
Wow.
I said the whole reason they hate Putin is because he's seen as a homophobe. The whole thing has to do with that issue, man. It's nuts.
So World War III, Dr. Savage, and the lights really will be off like yours are if that happens.
I've got to get Ryan in here. I don't know where he went.
Oh, it's no big deal. Keep going. It's great. 90% of our audience is radio anyway. So continue.
Well, now I'm in the bunker with you. There's no lights and no assistant. I have no bell to ring.
Where do you think this is going? I mean, as a historian, as a really smart guy, I'm not kissing your butt. Everybody knows you're really smart. I mean, what does your gut tell you in the next 20 days they're going to pull? What are they going to do? Where does Michael Savage think this is going?
When you have deranged idiots running a country, they're liable to do anything. what I think is initially going to happen, I believe that our fighter jets and our fighter pilots are superior to the Russians. More training, more experience, better planes. I believe we're going to see an engagement between U.S. warplanes, Russian fighter jets over Syria. I believe we will prevail. And I believe that Putin will then react not with another set of, not a dogfight. It's not going to be a dogfight. Alex, he's a judo master, ex-KGB. He's not going to react tit for tat, quid pro quo. He's going to react in a way we can't even expect. We can expect one of our territories to disappear. We can expect a limited nuclear exchange. We can expect a tactical nuclear weapon being used on the field in Syria against the 9,000 ISIS murderers who we're going to give safe passage out of the city.
Who our military has been ordered to have airstrikes for every time the Syrians and Russians are about to rout them out of Aleppo and another city, suddenly bombs rain down on them.
Well, we have a military that seems to be operating with no coordination with reality. How did we suddenly go to this level with Russia when they were Russia and the U.S. after all these years, after the Cold War? We were all getting along, right? Everyone slept better at night. How did this happen under Obama, the man of peace, the man who won the Nobel Peace Prize? How did it suddenly happen?
Hey, do you recommend if there is a nuclear war that all of the planet be given posthumously another award to Obama and Hillary?
Very funny. Alex, I grew up in the nuclear age as a kid in New York. We used to do drills of duck and cover. We expected a nuclear exchange.
I was around at the tail end of that.
I used to run you'd be in the middle of a class, mathematics teacher would scream, duck and cover. And all the kids would scramble under their desks or go in the closet. And we'd play around with each other in the closet, pull a girl's hair, whatever we did. We'd all think it was fun. But the fact of the matter is, Alex, we were preparing for a nuclear war. Three blocks from my house was a Nike missile battery. Right in the neighborhood, all over America, we had missile batteries. So we grew up in this apocalyptic world. Then it went away. Then all of a sudden, Russia, the Soviet Union collapses. Then it's a basket case. Then it's a laughing stock. Then all of a sudden, Putin comes along and he does a modified capitalist socialist system like China. And their economy's booming. We're doing business with each other. Everything's getting along. All of a sudden, there comes this thin smoking lunatic, I guess from Honolulu. And because he can't crush him, and because the radical sexual mafia, let's put it to you that way, can't impose their will on the Russian people. Now they want nuclear war to crush Putin. Can it be this insane? Why not? Why can't it be this crazy?
Dr. Savage, I want to get into WikiLeaks that you're in the center of because this affects us all, and I want to get into the election and more. But clearly, General Flynn and the other generals had to be removed in the last 3 years. They've admitted this. We had sources, obviously, in the Pentagon laying all this out. That's why we knew what really happened and who was behind Benghazi way before it did. You have the same sources I happen to know. I've talked to them. And we've been proven right. So our credibility is very high. Now they've put a few generals in who aren't really bad, but they'll follow orders. The head of the army says, we're ready to hit Russia. Give me the order. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him 2 weeks ago, you're asking us already to attack Russia. As you understand, they're going to fire missiles once we bomb their bases. I'll do that, but you need to give that order. You need to be public about that. So we've really reached a point where most statisticians and historians and analysts say is more dangerous than ever in the Cold War. The Russian government's now saying that. And I just want to ask all the trendies and Samantha Powers and the rest of them, do they understand this is the real world? Because you said it perfectly. Right. They've bullied. They've never lived in the real world. None of these people have ever probably been in a fist fight. Generals are dangerous enough, but at least they've been in wars. When your generals are the ones being pacifist, and when a right-winger populist is the pacifist like Donald Trump, we're not pacifists. We are survivalists. We are realists. Where do you see this going, sir?
You just said something that's critical to this whole discussion. These women have never fired a BB gun. They've bullied men and people who stood up to them their whole life. And they rose to the top of academia. That's how they got into government. Then they bullied their way through all of the bureaucracies of the government to move themselves to the top. Think Janet Reno. Think Janet Napolitano. Think Donna Shalala. Now they're running the world. And now they have an Air Force. Now they have a Navy. They have unlimited power, and there's only one man on the planet who stands in the way of their anti-male agenda. it has almost nothing to do with Putin's policies in Syria. And you say, well, that's crazy. Listen.
No, their own, but sir, their own emails, I guess you didn't know about this, they actually say that. What, that's what's crazy. They want to have a pissing contest because there's some man they don't run. They're nuts.
There it goes. So, I mean, I intuitively figured that out. I didn't even know about the emails. But I've watched this madness unfold. These are insane people. Now, how Obama could not surround himself with even one sane human being, I don't know. Tell me one person around Obama who was a wind sail who slowed this down. Can you name one person who's a moderate surrounding Obama?
No.
Well, how come they rushed to do business with the Iranian mullahs telling us it was important to speak to our enemies? How'd that happen? Now the same people saying it's important to speak to your enemies in Iran are saying it's important to kill your enemy before speaking to him in Russia? And where are all the liberals, Alex? The anti-war liberals. Isn't it odd? Where's Code Stinko now that we don't need them? You remember Code Pink? Those fetid old women from San Francisco who were in Bush's face every other day with apple pies? Where did they go, Alex?
I totally agree with you. Only one liberal's been honest, and that's been Jill Stein. And she says, basically, vote Trump or we're going to have a nuclear war. We interviewed her yesterday. Our crew did. And they're actually really awake and freaked out, and they should be.
She's smart. I played her tape last week, and I said, I agree with her on this. I don't agree with the Greens on almost anything else. But at least they do. First of all, they're true to their principles of being pacifists.
And at least they're not suicidal, right?
No, I don't understand it. I mean, you know, let's go back to the drug testing, Alex. I have said, not jokingly, for over 2 years, maybe more, that anyone who goes to work for a corporation has to pee in a cup to get the job. So now we have 400 mandarins running this country, and we don't insist that we know what drugs they're on.
I agree. We should drug test Hillary, and Trump should do it, too.
We should drug test all of Congress. Everyone running this government should be forced to do a monthly drug test. It may explain their madness. I don't know what they're on, Alex, but they're not on reality.
Remember the
they're
congressman that thinks islands float?
Who does?
That particular congressman out of Georgia believes islands float. Remember, he asked if Guam would capsize?
That one. I
Hank
do
Johnson.
Remember that story.
All right. We only got 10 minutes left. I always love getting you on. You're such a busy guy. I want to get into a WikiLeaks and all this incredible stuff coming out, but centrally, what does your gut level tell you? What does your gravitas tell you about the debate? What does Trump need to do? I know you talk to him a lot. You know, how are you advising him on air, off air? Where is all that going? What do you expect to happen? What are other dirty tricks? I mean, what is central on the board in the savage war room?
You want me to do that now?
Yes, sir.
I had Trump on my radio show yesterday, the Michael Savage show, and we talked about a lot of things. And I said, look, this guy who's running a debate tomorrow is a snake. You look at his that sneer. Meatloaf Jr., I call him. That's Mike Wallace's son. What's his name? I don't know. I remember his name. I really, honest to God. Who's the guy who's going to debate moderate?
I'll be honest. He's the Fox News Weekend guy. Can we pull him up? Chris Wallace.
I thought it was George Wallace. I'm joking. So anyway, Chris Wallace's father was Mike Wallace. 60 Minutes, old line liberal, but respectable. So I said to Donald, I said this publicly. I said, Donald, did you know Mike Wallace? I was leading him. He said, I did. And he treated me very fairly on 60 Minutes. I said, well, his son tomorrow is a snake, a sneak. And when he sets you up and pulls a Megyn Kelly on you, Donald, here's what I advise you say to him. You lean back and you pull a Reagan with a smile and you say, you know, Chris, I knew your father, Mike Wallace, and he'd be ashamed of you right now. He would never have stooped to this level. And I said, what that will do to him psychologically is shrink him to a mini-me.
I agree.
It'll shrink him because he's been in his father's shadow his whole life. And I said, Donald, you can't let him attack you the way Megyn Kelly did. And we all know Murdoch is 100% in with Hillary now.
He admits it. Oh, man, Fox is so bad now.
And their ratings are plummeting. The people are turning off Fox, Alex. So anyway, the point is that this guy's a snake. He's supposed to be the conservative of all the three debates. We know he's going to pull a Megyn Kelly on him and say, did you actually grope that woman on the airplane? He's not going to talk about substance. And Donald has to rip him personally, not answer the question.
I agree. Wow. It's just the WikiLeaks are just getting more and more hardcore. The new ones where they're trying to bribe the FBI agents. Her head State Department minion is offering them huge jobs and openly saying, don't get into the classification, cover this up. And the FBI goes back and writes memos. And then Comey won't go with the indictment. I mean, this is open and shut indictments. That's how arrogant they are. We've got them talking about, don't worry to the staff. we've got shadow government floor sevens running things. And the staff go, who's that? They go, oh, the COG, the real secret government. Don't worry, we're not going to get in trouble. I mean, this is incredible, Michael. This validates everything we've ever talked about.
It's worse than we think. It's worse than we fear. This is a truly ghoulish shadow government. This is not a shadow government that's in the interests of the people, by the people, for the people. This is a shadow government that has no knowledge of reality. It lives in its own world. They're like Frankensteins. They live on their own power. They feed each other lies. They feed each other their, the ego feeds the other ego. They don't care about, forget the people. We're nothing. We never have been. I'm talking about the survival of the nation, the survival of the world.
No, you're right. Their delusion is what's so dangerous.
I think so. Let's go back to the big issue, nuclear war. Does it get any more real than that? These girls, these bullies, it's an administration filled with women bullies. They have bullied their way to the top. There's only one bowling pin left in the way on the lane, and that bowling pin is called Putin. They will do anything they have to destroy him, to make the world safe for their mad agenda. And I think that they're over their heads. That's my opinion.
I totally agree. And we've got to have cooler heads prevail, because I wouldn't even just say women. It's a bunch of liberals who've never been involved in the real world. And they're just, they're so arrogant. When you, I've been around them in person, some of them. They're just crazy. They're very, very junior high-ish. Now, again, you don't like to talk about yourself specifically, but all of us are in this position where they want to shut down conservative media, alt media. They've said they want to shut us down by name. We now have the email. As you said, folks, search this. Here's the headline. Michael Savage, Hillary pushed to keep you on the list to set the precedent to start controlling our movement. This is just like the no gun buy list. They want to just put conservatives on extrajudicially with no due process. Why did they pick you as the canary in the coal mine?
I went back to 09 and I read all the emails, the secret emails. And Gordon Brown, the despicable prime minister at the time, wrote an email that we discovered through a legal case that cost me a fortune. I'm still on the list, by the way. I can't go to England. Gordon Brown said we must keep Savage on the list to balance the list, i.e., they had put Muslim terrorists on the list, so they needed to put an American conservative on the list to show that they were not prejudiced against Muslims.
But that's really to put conservative patriots in there with the terrorists they actually are helping.
The question is, who in the American government sent my name to them? I allege from the 09 forward, it was someone in the Hillary camp.
And you've been proven right. I remember it was a big national story, and you were right.
Alex, my show isn't even heard in England. So why would I be on the list? Nor did I apply for a visa. I wasn't even going there. So all of a sudden, they know about me, and I'm a threat to the English people? So somebody in the Hillary world, any one of these despicable throwbacks, took a tape, edited the tape, said I said things I didn't say, sent it to them. They put me on the ban list. It was a message to everyone in America to shut their mouths, dummy up, and be a good stooge. It's a gangster regime. And here we are. Here we are right now. And a new email comes out from WikiLeaks in the last dump over the weekend with Hillary Clinton's name on the email to our staff. And it says, hold on the Savage thing, because it may backfire on us, because we are using the same laws to keep people out of our country. And we may want to use them again.
Exactly.
Hillary,
so that's
here it is. There it is. H-Rod 17 is a huge story, Alex. You're the only one in the media who had me on after this. Not Rush Limbaugh. None of them will touch the story, Alex. All they do is talk about the 1980s and imitate Bill Clinton's voice.
Well, here's the problem. They don't seem to get that if we don't all come together, we're going to lose the whole damn country. And that, I mean, I look at you as like an arm. And I know you probably think of me as like an arm. I mean, we're all together. They chop off Savage. They just chop my arm off. Next, it's my head. I mean, we all hang together or hang separate. As Benjamin Franklin said, they don't seem to have that basic honor that we're fighting the takeover of the country. We're all together. It isn't about who's number one. It isn't about who adds some more zeros onto something. None of the damn money's worth anything if we don't defeat these people.
Go tell that to the people in talk radio. Go tell that to the people in the media who claim to be conservatives. We go back to the adage. When they came for the communists, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a communist. When they came for the Jews, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a Jew. When they came for the Jehovah's Witnesses, I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't a Jehovah's Witness. When they came for the trade unionists, blah, blah, blah. I didn't raise my voice because I wasn't. When they came for me, there was no one left to help me. Cardinal Niemöller, Germany, 1930s, 1940s, Cardinal Niemöller was put in the concentration camp because he didn't raise his voice when they came for the communists or the Jews or the trade unionists or the gays. And here we are in America. Here's a major league story about me, an American commentator, being banned from Britain by Hillary Clinton, refusing to represent me as Secretary of State.
It's huge. It's illegal what she did.
Not one person from Fox will have this on. Hooker, yes. Pimp, yes. Child molester, yes. Terrorist, yes. But not Michael Savage. What does that tell you about Rupert Murdoch's chorus line?
Well, they have no common sense. These reporters are also controlled, but even the ones that aren't, they have no common sense of hanging together. I hope, as the election accelerates, you're a very busy man, you got to save your voice enough for your own show that comes on in a few hours, that you will come back on to discuss what happens if he doesn't win or they steal it. Because they're clearly going to try to steal it. They're federalizing it while acting like he's a kook, saying there's no such thing as a theft. And then if Hillary gets in, what do we expect to happen? So please come on to break that down, sir.
I'll give you I said to Donald yesterday, he didn't react to me. I said, Mr. Trump, here's what I see them doing. For 2-3 months now, they've been saying Russia's hacking our elections and they want to protect it by turning it over to the idiot who runs DHS, the Wall Street lawyer.
Hey, I don't mean to hold you over, but it's a 3-minute break. This is a satellite break. I got
to
take it. I skipped the last one. Come back, do 2 minutes.
What they're planning to do is steal the election. If Trump wins, then they're going to declare the election null and void, say Russia hacked it.
Exactly. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Tracy Martin, the admitted longtime chef of the Clintons, who heard amazing stuff. You're going to get an exclusive right now. About to join us in about 2 minutes. Michael Savage, a best-selling author, researcher in the WikiLeaks, Hillary getting him blocked from traveling to the UK. They now admit to set a precedent to ban anybody they want from traveling. I mean, you talk about Nazi Germany, folks. That gets overused. This is the essence of authoritarianism. The Democrats have tried to get travel bans if the IRS opens an audit up where you can't travel outside the U.S. They now want to expand it to just flying, period. These are internal checkpoints. The book is Scorched Earth, Restoring the Country After Obama. Dr. Savage is our guest. 20 days, ladies and gentlemen, to the election. Doctor, you got cut off by that hard break I had to take. Recapping for folks that just joined us, some thousands a second are tuning in. Clearly, they came out and said, we're federalizing elections. Oh, my God, the Russians and Trump want to steal it. Then Trump goes, I think you'll try to rig it. Democrats are famous for that. They've now been caught in New York already doing it in early voting. They respond going, you're insane. Election fraud doesn't exist. I mean, that's an exact quote of Obama. So I'm living in this crazy world where they're federalizing the elections first time ever, taking them over because of an unprecedented threat. When Trump says you might try to steal it, they go, you're insane. It doesn't exist. So Dr. Savage, you talked to him yesterday on air. What do you think's happening?
I said to Donald, here's what they're doing. They're setting it up as follows. For 3-4 months, they've been saying the Russians are hacking our elections. To protect our elections, which are sacred, we want to turn it over to DHS, to the genius who's given us one terrorist attack after another and has done nothing to stop it. He still has his job, right? So he wants to now make sure our elections are safe. Russians are hacking. Follow the bouncing ball.
No proof.
If Trump wins, which is highly likely, by the way, which we can talk about in a minute or two or another time, Trump wins, government declares, oh, we have evidence that the Russians hacked it. He's a friend of Putin. The election is null and void. We're going to recall another election in, 6 months? Until then, Mr. Obama has graciously agreed to continue his public service in the United States of America. Thank you very much. We're not taking any questions. Goodbye.
And we have Biden announcing they're going to launch a giant cyber attack on the Russians and saying if the Russians respond, they may respond militarily, which is a doctrine Hillary came out with 2 months ago. And suddenly NATO announced that's their new doctrine. She's literally calling the show.
All I wanted to say was I said it to Donald and he didn't take the bait. I'm glad he didn't. I said, don't even answer me because they'll crucify you if you agree with me. They're going to steal the election. I'll make it simple. In the fifth grade, I ran for class president in Queens, New York. I was a funny kid. I was a wild kid. I was out of control. I won the election by a landslide. The teacher stood up and said, this election doesn't count. I don't want Michael to be president. And she had another election, and I wasn't class president. So, hey, look, if it can be done in the fifth grade in the Bronx when I was a kid, why can't they do it to us now, right? We're just children.
I had a similar thing happen. It, you know, when you really do things in this world, you start to learn how rigged they are. And it's just crazy to see them go, even sometimes in the same newscast, the Russians are rigging the election. We're having to bring in the UN to oversee it. And then meanwhile, Trump's crazy. He says they're rigging the election, even as we catch election officials admitting the fraud. We do have a minute or two more if you've got it. Elaborate on what you're saying. I mean, I agree. The internal polls I know from Trump, but also other big groups are doing internal polls. 5, 10, 15 points ahead in most battleground states. He's going to win in a landslide. They're only creating the perception he's way behind, so we buy it right now. Do you concur with that? A. B. What happens when he gets in?
100% right. You and I think the same way. I said to Donald yesterday on my radio show, I said, Donald, I said, what they're doing is they're not trying to get Hillary, people vote for Hillary. They've got all the people they could ever get. I said, what they're trying to do is discourage Trump voters from voting by thinking that it's over already. They're trying to make them think that he lost, that she won. So they're going to throw their hands up and not vote for him. I said, this whole election hinges upon one thing right now, voter turnout. The black people are not turning out for Hillary. They don't like her. The Hispanic people are really not that excited about Hillary.
She has no crowds.
And it's the Hispanic men have always liked Trump, as I said 6 months ago, for a number of reasons. One, most of them come here to work very hard to become an American. They have the wives and the children. They want a house with a picket fence. And they look at Donald Trump as a man they'd like to be like, not a man they hate. They look at her and they say, ugh, whatever. So it's all voter turnout. He's got to make sure that people think he can still win, which he can. And then if all of us who are supporting him come out, I think he will win. It's that simple.
That's right. You can't steal landslides. I've interviewed experts who are Democrats, Republicans, Diebold engineers from the highest levels. They agree. You cannot steal a landslide because it is cobbled together how the systems work. And the battleground states are key. We'll be obviously listening to the Savage Nation with Michael Savage that comes on in just a few hours. And we'll obviously be following. We have full election coverage tomorrow night live with the debates, Infowars.com/show. MichaelSavage.com, the new book, Scorched Earth. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always the best, Alex. Watch your back.
You too, absolutely. And again, a lot of people in talk radio can't believe that I have other talk show hosts on, or he's had me on his show and has some of our reporters on. We just want to save the country, folks. Michael Savage has had hundreds of best-selling books. I think it's over 100. Three or four, number one. He doesn't need the money. His family, he's very successful in business. I don't need the money. I don't want to do this. I don't want to take on mass murderer Hillary Clinton, but I've got to, or there's no damn future. And then I see these other arrogant talk show hosts that they just love attacking other hosts. They love trying to be number one, having these pissing contests. I don't want to lose my Second Amendment. I don't want to lose what little private property rights we have and religious rights. And I don't want to live in a country overrun by a bunch of people wearing hoods over their heads that keep women as slaves. And it's for me, it's total ideology. And there's only one other host nationally that gets it, and that's Michael Savage. And that's what's so refreshing about it, and that's why we've got to fight. You've got Drudge Report over there as well telling the truth, Breitbart doing it, and they're saying, oh, the media, the right-wing media is getting more radical. No, we're getting more awake, okay? We're facing a world government takeover by private corporate megabanks. It's in all the WikiLeaks. They say their philosophy's making us poor to control us. That's called slavery, people. I'm anti-slavery, and I'm angry, and we're in a crisis. And I just look at these criminals on TV laughing at us, all these people that wrote Obamacare. They go on TV and laugh at us, and they go on C-SPAN and Charlie Rose and CNN and laugh at us. It's like, man, it's time you get your teeth knocked out. I mean, I'm not a violent person, but politically, I mean, that is a metaphor. I want to take a baseball bat to their teeth. These people are bullies that have never been checked. It's exactly what Savage said. Now, our next guest is giving us this exclusive today. There's only been one other short interview, but this is an official interview with Tracy Martin on record, who was the travel chef for the Clintons. They were traveling at the time, so one of their main chefs on record, senior partner at Burns Martin and Associates, a culinary staffing and events management firm. And people will pay for a lot coming out and do this. There's a lot of courage. People die for this. Their other chef got killed. Just last year, he was executive sous chef for the catering at the Kennedy Center, performing arts and travel chef in the Clinton White House. He worked in private services for Mrs. Robert Kennedy and other members of the family. So by going public here, folks, he's flushing all this, but he wants you to know the truth. There's a lot of, this is a hero. He co-owned the staffing agency Wolf Martin and Associates and owned and operated a movable feast catering company in Chattanooga. And after all this, folks, you need to hire his company because he's not going to get any business from the Blue Bloods. He studied culinary arts in Europe at Le Cordon Bleu. I'm not going to go through it all. He's a top chef, obviously. And he has put on parties and worked for Margaret Thatcher, Helmut Kohl, President George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, the Chinese president. It goes on and on. I'm going to Boris Yeltsin, you name it. So he's a top, one of the top chefs in the world. He joins us. And I'm going to talk about why he's having to do this. This is amazing. Because, again, it's one thing if you're an independent talk show host, tell the truth and get the threats and stuff. But, man, when your job is, you know, feeding the elite and the rest of it, it's amazing. So, Tracy Martin, we appreciate your courage. Thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you.
Where does it start? I mean, what takes you to this point of having to do this, sir?
Well, I feel like it's my moral obligation as a concerned citizen, as a taxpayer. Having seen what went on with their administration, how this woman has sat on every side of the issue and still can sit there and tell us, you know, what she wants us to believe. And it just came to a point where I was courted by Tom Barley for quite some time to come forward, and I hadn't, but Tom Barley sort of broke the story open on his show, and it just sort of went from there.
Wow. Well, again, being one of their executive chefs worldwide and to other world leaders for many, many years, and, you know, obviously, I mean, close to them specifically, why are you going public? What did you witness Hillary Clinton do? I had former Secret Service agent Burns on yesterday who said that he saw and heard disparaging marks towards Hispanics by her. But he went on to say she was mean and nasty to everyone, including hitting Secret Service agents in the back of the head with Bibles and things. Describe what you witnessed, sir.
Well, first of all, with Mrs. Clinton, if, you know, I got the, what I used to say when I could talk, when I couldn't talk, is that, you know, no matter where we went, she'd come in, she'd be grateful, say thanks, thank you to the back of the house, people in the kitchen, et cetera. But that was always if there was press around. She's a completely different person when the camera's not on her. And I ran into an incident. I was at the Elizabeth Taylor Medical Center in Washington, D.C., and we were doing a tea with Mrs. Chirac, the former French president's wife. And it was just Mrs. Clinton, Mrs. Chirac, and myself in the same room. And one of the people brought in something, and it did not please her. And she used the N-word very openly to me. And I think that's a general pattern. When they talk like that, it's not like they say it just, you know, out of the clear blue.
Again, former top chef to the Clintons, Mr. Martin, can you walk through specifically what was happening in the conversation, what was said?
Well, what had happened with the conversation is I was just, like I said, Mrs. Chirac, Mrs. Clinton, and myself in there. I was just serving them tea. As a travel chef, I did not do stuff in the White House. I did stuff outside of the White House.
And
we went places.
You were their travel chef. Continue.
So she brought, we had somebody bring in something. I think it was like some tea sandwiches or whatever, and it wasn't exactly what she wanted. So she tells me to tell that N-word to please, you know, leave and get what she wants. I mean, that's very common. I mean, just the demeanor and, you know, and, you know, she would write things down like that to, you know, she has so many handlers. And when I worked for them in Washington, I used to think to myself, you know, because the parties aside, I thought, you know, this is great. I'm a kid that grew up on a small farm in Chautauqua County. And here I am working for the free leader of the world. So you sort of out, you know, you don't look at this other small stuff. And then one day you realize, you know, they're really terrible people.
Wow. So just to be clear, Tracy Martin,
she's going to do us any better. I mean, she tells us one thing, she does something totally opposite. And now with all the WikiLeaks information coming out, everything that I've said for the last few years is all proven. just like Donald Trump has said, it's all coming out.
So you've last few years talked to folks about this, but now you're starting to go on air because it's being backed up by the WikiLeaks. Now, again, the executive chef, when they were worldwide travel, Tracy Martin joined us. He's on record doing these events for years, and other presidents. If you just tuned in, please elaborate, or did I hear you wrong? Did you say that she even did handwritten letters sometimes saying N-word this, N-word that? I mean, did I hear you say?
Oh, yes, that is definitely correct.
Please elaborate, sir.
Well, you know, if a lot of times because they have so many handlers and everything, they just scratch things down on paper just because you need to be quiet. There's a lot of people around. Just take care of this.
No, that's what lawyers do. She's a lawyer. So she's writing notes, handing them to you. What'd she write?
Like she, I mean, without, you know, like tell that, I mean, N-word that, you know, that I don't need them or to go out or, you know, whatever, or that, you know, she could say that bitch over there or whatever. I mean, when you'd want to say, is that you?
Well, that's what I've talked to Secret Service and others. They say she goes out of her way to attack everyone. And if it's Hispanic, it'll be a Hispanic slang term, disparaging term. If it's black person, white person, they'll do it. If it's a woman, it's a bitch. If it's a man, it's a... what other type of things does she write or say to you over the years?
Well, I think in general, it's just her condescending attitude. Because the Clintons, no matter what, they are a machine. They made no... They're not a couple. When he was running for office, he said, we are in a partnership. All it is a money machine. It has been that way since day one, and it's still that way 30 years later.
Well, I've talked to Secret Service agents on and off the record, and they say it's like she doesn't have a real personality. There's either this fake one that's very charming or this crazy, hateful one. But I've talked to other military people, and I brought up the Secret Service and said, how do you know that? And they didn't want me to even go there because it sounds so nuts. They think they'll be discrediting, but I'll just say it. They say Hillary almost like switches off. She'll go, I'm going to rest now, and just go, psst.
It was almost like, you know, don't forget you're working for the Clintons. That type of an attitude. No matter what, no matter where, it was always about the Clintons. And like I said in Tom Bowerly's interview, you know, they just for an example, they bought that house when they left the government in Chappaqua. They have a Secret Service booth. They are billing the U.S. government rent for that Secret Service booth, which in turn is paying for their mortgage. The same thing with her large home in Washington, D.C. We, as a government, are paying for their mortgages.
Now, specifically...
The Clinton Initiative, which is the Clinton Global Initiative, which is just a money machine for them.
Tracy Martin, executive chef, when they traveled for many years, were there ever any other cases where she verbally said, go tell that N-word to do this or that? Because you were saying many times she would write it. Was it many times writing it and just once verbally? Or were there ever any other racial slurs you heard her say?
No, I think verbally. I mean, like with Hispanics, with anybody. I mean, it's just, it's they are so, that sense of self-entitlement and so far above everybody else.
So that's what the Secret Service said. That they said it almost wasn't even like it was a race. It was just this arrogance to attack everyone and I'm better than everybody and use whatever pejorative there is. That's what I've been getting. So
absolutely, 100%. It's they are above everybody. And they have that so ingrained in themselves that they really believe that.
Wow. What did she say about Hispanics?
Well, you know, I just think it's not just necessarily Hispanics or African Americans, American Indians. It could be anybody.
No, I understand. She attacked everybody by whatever their bad handle was. But what did she say about Hispanics?
Well, to me directly, I have not heard her, but I've heard people that have heard her say, you know, about Hispanics, about the way they, you know, their funny accents and the way they talk, or can't they get this right, or whatever. I mean, everything is at their convenience.
So just an elitism that that's those dumbass, that's those dumbass Hispanics. Just, yeah. It was more just of an elitism, like they weren't competent, is what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Nobody was competent. I don't care if you're African-American, if you're Muslim, if you're Hispanic,
say right there, Saban. We'll be right back. He's with us 5 minutes of the next hour. We have other guests joining us. Obviously, this is a big news-making interview. Paul Watson has an interview up on Infowars.com breaking down Tracy Martin, the fact that he did work for the Clintons as their travel chef and has worked for other world leaders, has a lot of courage to do this and to come out. But this is what everyone tells me. You don't look her in the eyes. She screams and yells. She doesn't give tips. She treats people terribly. When she sees a person in a wheelchair, she says, "Get that GD cripple away from me." When people bring dogs in to search her room, you know, she just always screams at the military. I mean, she goes out of her way to be a demon. But if the cameras are around, she's totally loving. But the minute the camera turns off, it's like she's got to balance it out by being nasty. It's like she's got multiple personalities, Tracy Martin.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got the floor. I mean, you were getting cut off by the break. You were just getting into the fact, basically mirroring what Mr. Burns, the Secret Service agent, said yesterday, was just that she just hated everybody but did use the racial pejoratives.
I think the Clintons, she especially, has a sense of self-entitlement. She is above and beyond. I mean, her true belief, I think, is she's above and beyond everyone. She has no, I mean, she takes no solace in who she talks about, who she talks to. I mean, I've seen Secret Service trying to protect her and the way she downgrades her conversations to them. I mean, to people, of anybody.
And you mean she talks to them like they're...
cover her for everything.
She talks to them like they're children's, what you're saying?
Pardon me?
When you say downgrades conversation, what do you mean?
Well, like she downgrades them. I mean, because... You know, like
oh, she puts them down. Give us an example. I know you're wanting to be polite here, but you're a guy that puts on, you know, world famous dinners and you're all about decor, but decorum, I mean, just give us an example.
Well, I think, well, like with Secret Service, I mean, you know, she just, like, I demand the demanding attitude. You know, we're all supposed to be subservient to them. They're the only people that count. Ever. Even if we were in a, like, for example, this event with Mrs. Chirac, I mean, it was like we'd have to wait for Mrs. Clinton because, you know, God forbid if she was to wait for anybody else.
You know, Obama's done evil stuff. Obama's done evil stuff.
That way. And I was involved. My end of my term with them was when the whole Monica thing broke loose. And I mean, just to see how they would, I mean, they would show up in church every Sunday, high and mighty, and here we go, because that's the way it was. I mean, they cannot do wrong. They believe they do no wrong anywhere.
Well, I was about to say, I'm not defending Obama for his record, but Secret Service people say he's real nice in person comparatively. And that's like a few weeks ago in Tel Aviv, he's like, for 20 minutes, Bill's making him wait. He finally goes, "Bill, get on the plane." And it's like they're so entitled to what I've heard. They just think they're God, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no matter what, I mean, we were doing an event out at Hickory Hill at Mrs. Robert Kennedy's. This is after I was done with the Clintons. And we were doing, I believe it was an Easter brunch. And you know, there again, you're waiting for them. You know, and, it's, you know, when you're at that position in the world, you can pretty much get away with whatever you want.
But they enjoy it. They do it on purpose is what I'm told. So we're getting a clear picture of their psychology. And I'm going to get a top psychiatrist to listen to this and analyze with other interviews. We're going to break. We've got 5 more minutes with you, sir. I'd like to have you back up soon. And we appreciate your courage. It's amazing. But let me ask you this question. Did Hillary Clinton ever have a foul odor? Because a lot of people we talk to say she stunk a lot.
Not to me. I tried not to get that close. I just dealt with what I had to do my job.
Did you ever hear anyone else say she had a foul odor?
I have heard people say, you know, about her.
Well, stay right there. We're going to come right back. Stay with us.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, if you don't think Tracy Martin, the world-renowned executive, top chef, served major presidents, world leaders, you name it, and was the Clintons' travel chef, isn't putting his business, his life, his name on the line a big way, well, then you're not paying attention. I know most of you know that, but I want to recognize his courage right now. And everybody else has been speaking out and telling the truth, like Secret Service agent Burns yesterday. I've talked to Secret Service on and off record. I've talked to a lot of people. The reason I bring up the smell is it's part of psychological research. Psychopaths, sociopaths, and others tend to not clean themselves, especially when they get in a position of power. And it's just all part of, you know, being the boss. And I'm not going to get into some of the other things they do, but it just goes to their mindset. We got 4 minutes. I appreciate your time. You've got the floor. You're risking your life, your treasure, your name. We salute you. You don't got a book out, nothing. You're just here telling the truth. And so other points you'd like to relay to the world about why you're going public?
Well, I think, as I had said in my Tom Barley's, the original interview, I feel it was my obligation because, you know, I sat in the back pictures silent for so long, and I did pay them compliments. I mean, like I said, I was a kid from a small farm town. I found myself working in Washington, D.C. I'm now doing events with the leader of the free world. And then to find out how they really are behind scenes, I just happened to, you know, end up working for the Clintons. You know, it could have been, you know, the Obamas or somebody else down the road. But you just see the total transparency of this is not the complete picture. And I feel like the American people need to know who she really is, who the president really is. If we get her back in office, we are dealing with a whole nother Obama term. We're dealing with a whole nother Bill Clinton scenario. She's going to have him doing just as much as he was before. And she's failed at so many things. And I've seen that with my own eyes. I mean, back when she was doing the access to health care. And, you know, that just, you know, it is what it is. And we as people need to stop. I mean, we're going to see our country fall.
Well, see, that's their philosophy, though. They want,
at that point right now.
I agree. They want each new initiative to fail to then give them more power because they never get held accountable. See, the WikiLeaks show, she wants it all to fail, brother. How diabolical is that?
No, well, that's why. I mean, it's unbelievable. And that stuff is all true. I mean, it's not like they sat there and wrote it.
No, they're confirming the FBI, the new FBI leak, the new FBI release shows that it's all confirmed. Trying to bribe the FBI, getting orders from some weird shadow government. I mean, God help us. That's why they picked her, though, because she's such a monster. She enjoys hurting little people. She wants to make us poor.
Absolutely. And you can't tell me that Bill Clinton arriving on the tarmac when the attorney general's sitting there, that was just a coincidence.
Well, those of us that like to serve people and like hospitality and enjoy happiness, some of the best folks are chefs and cooks because they enjoy life. And I love to cook food for my family. I'm not a great chef like you, but I can cook a pretty damn good steak or pretty much a lot of other stuff. And my dad, you know, grandma's taught me how. But the point is, we enjoy doing that for people. These folks like this don't. They don't want to build a good economy. They don't. They get off on they're the boss, they're in charge, and you ain't got nothing.
And they actually refer to us people as the small people.
Oh, you heard that?
Absolutely. And not just from the Clintons. I mean, when I worked for the Kennedys, I mean, they all refer to us as the small people.
Yeah, well, America was about small people.
The sense of self-entitlement is beyond.
Good God. How would they describe that? Please tell us.
Well, I think it would be just, you know, it's just in reference to their, like in their demeanor, talk about us, you know, the small people. I mean, I've heard that referred to by, you know, handlers and aides over the past. You know, what about, you know, to get somebody to do this or whatever? It's so far above the way you treat.
It's in the new WikiLeaks.
People.
They say we got to keep the general public, the small people, dumb. Wow, we appreciate your courage, Tracy Martin. Please come back on the Nightly News or for a longer interview. We want to support you and pray for you and hold you up in prayer. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, Alan. Have a good day.
Guy's risking his life.
It's Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
How many guns? I'd say about 20 guns. Some on the surface, some on the towers.
It's quite a time to be alive right now, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is ahead in internal polls, 5 to 15 points. Of course, you heard Nitch confirm that a few days ago. I'm just not going to give out any inside baseball. But they know election fraud's coming because they see Bloomberg, Reuters, all the major polling, Politico, having Hillary 5-10 points ahead by sampling, in some cases, more, generally right below, double Democrats than they sample Republicans. I mean, this is a time to remember. This is unbelievable. We've had Michael Savage on. We've had Tracy Martin on. He's only done one other interview. And that's because his friend talked him into going on the air. That is the on-record executive sesh on the travel details for years for the Clintons, but back to Ronald Reagan, you name it. Putting his whole big executive business on the line to tell the truth, because he said they called people little people, they called Hispanics names, he heard them call black people the N-word. You tell that N-word, get me this dessert right now. And then she'd write notes way more than what she heard it. Like, you know, lawyers do that. You don't talk in the courtroom. She's always writing notes. You tell that piece of crap, give me this. I mean, just this is a monster. The Clintons were put in power in Arkansas by the KKK people. Do you know who was running things in the 70s and 80s in Arkansas? In East Texas? In Louisiana? Mississippi? The KKK. And it's come out, folks. I mean, it's just, it makes my head spin. By the way, people that watch TV think the KKK is running around in white outfits, going for black people. They do that. They're mainly about running banks and running white farmers out and, you know, taking people's property. It's just a gang of scum. Now we're going to go to our guest here, and we've got a big Haiti report with Joe Biggs and others coming in here at the bottom of the hour that is just so incredible that I don't even know words to describe it. We have people dying on tape. We're in there with aid missions coming in. The UN won't fly people out there dying to Port-au-Prince, just 30 minutes away. This, no one ever got any Clinton aid. You say Clinton there, it's like you said Satan. Everybody flips out. The big report's coming tomorrow, but Gary Haben, the billionaire philanthropist, is going to be joining us from Port-au-Prince via Skype. We'll see if it's working. That's all coming up. We're going to talk to Joel Gilbert here briefly. He was instrumental in helping do some of the research and background work and helping get Danny Williams, video out. So that's very, very exciting to have that going on. Just briefly, I skipped a break last hour. I didn't plug once. And they're in there telling me, Alex, we're not going to have money to pay the bills if you don't sell stuff. We're self-supported. We sell the best seeds, the best products, the best shortwave radios, the best storable foods, the best nutraceuticals out there, the best films, you name it. And we've got free shipping running for the big final showdown tomorrow, right through tomorrow. It's going to end on Thursday. Store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have 25% off our nootropic, Brain Force. $22, folks. The leading competitors with similar formulas are $50, $60. We sell it for $30-something. It's a great deal. $22.46. We just put in the computer, you know, 25% off is what it comes up with. We have all these weird numbers. Huge reviews all over the place. Amazing, healthy way to boost your cognitive ability. It's amazing what it does. InfoWarsLife.com. Go read the reviews. They're so crazy that I'm not even going to read them on air. I mean, I guess I could read a few. Here's one Dutch from Los Angeles. Would recommend this especially to my fellow truck drivers who spend time mostly on the road. Highly recommend this to my family and friends. 25% off right now and free shipping. BrainForce allows me to get through my busy work days while staying energized and maintaining mental energy to function better than I ever have. Also helps me stay awake through the nights. I had the folks not even give us the incredible reviews about what salesmen are doing on it and the rest of it. But that's Ricky B. in Rochester, Minnesota. So take advantage. The last run of the Hillary for Prison shirt is out right now. It's still a bestseller, but we're just saying what comes and goes. You know, that's it. We coined the term. And it's $9.95. That's at cost, free shipping. We also have the limited edition Don't Tread on Me, Lock Her Up shirt. Only one printing of that. That's almost sold out. Made in America, $22. We make like $12 on it. We need the money to fund the operation. Please take advantage of it. And free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But if it's water filtration systems, whether it's reverse osmosis or gravity fed, we go out and find the very best out there, highest rated, lowest price, buy them in bulk, sell it at prices lower than Amazon in many cases. But sometimes Amazon does better than us. Shop with us because we will viciously fight for freedom. We will viciously affect change. We will attack the globalists. I mean, let me tell you something. You couldn't drag me off this fight. I'm like a pit bull they breed for attacking wild hogs or something. Please don't tell me I'm a hero. I was born for this. Whatever happens, I'm in the fight. I love it. This is the best thing of my life. So bottom line, we just need the support. We need the mid-air refueling products you need to fund this operation. And I absolutely pledge to you, I will tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I will assault the enemy 18 hours a day. I will pray before I go to bed every night that I be lifted up as a weapon against the enemy. Now, Joel Gilbert's our guest. We really appreciate the work he's doing. He, of course, Dreams of My Real Father, and the Utopia, Dystopia film about communism. Boy, all that's coming out. I want to get into what happened with Bill Clinton's, who I believe, illegitimate son. They're really trying to cover that up. But first, I want to talk to him about WikiLeaks. Does this not prove everything Joel Gilbert from joelgilbert.net has broken down? The shadow government running them, the trying to bribe FBI agents, knowing they were destroying classified documents and hiding them. I mean, this is incredible. And to watch the media try to unify even more to prop her up, even if they steal the election or she gets in, these are political death blows, Joel Gilbert. I mean, no wonder they say they openly want to shut down the alt-right and demonize me by name, because they are just floundering, in my view. What do you think?
I think, they're clearly floundering. They clearly put together this assault on Donald Trump week by week, knowing that they could probably get their media minions to only focus on Trump and give them an excuse to completely ignore these bombshell revelations. The biggest one, which I think really tells the whole story, is that Hillary explicitly said that there is a public policy for everything and a private policy for everything. And nothing more is illustrated even greater than in the story of Danny Williams, because she speaks affectionately for Black Lives Matter, but in her, that's her public life. In her private life, she banished her husband's child, her own stepson, from her family. And so we know that when Hillary says Black Lives Matter, and she feels for them, she's really thinking Black Votes Matter. And like everything else.
Well, exactly. You said this 5-6 years ago that she's a sociopath, only goes off polls. Then who is she? Because it's almost like she has multiple personalities. You've talked to a lot of experts. You've been on the trail, Joel Gilbert. Who is she really? What is her psychological profile?
Her psychological profile is that she really is a Chicago radical, in just like Barack Obama. She had a Bill Ayers figure in her life, which was Carl Oglesby, the head of the SDS. She read his book, Containment and Change. And
she was pen pals with Saul Alinsky.
Not only pen pals. She met Saul Alinsky. He offered her a job. She said that rather than work for him on the outside, she wants to affect change from the inside. Her thesis of her college thesis was about Saul Alinsky.
While becoming a filthy rich pig that steals money from Haitian children.
Right. There can only be one fight. So she is at her core a 60s radical. She also had a Reverend Wright in her life. She had a radical minister named Don Jones, her Methodist youth minister, that introduced her to Alinsky. So she has a similar background in terms of radical theologian, radical communist SDS ideologue, way back, just like Obama had his Bill Ayers.
I totally agree. So 20 days out, what do you expect him to do next? This huge, elaborate attack. Most of the women, it's turned out, were hitting on him, asking him to come visit him in emails even this year. It's all deteriorating. They contacted over 1,000 women, found 9 of them to say he touched their butt or touched their knee or whatever, shook their hand. Okay, he's evil. What comes next?
Hillary's entire campaign is simply, I think, to drug her up, to get her physically across the finish line, and simply focus on that Donald Trump is a creepy guy. She has no justification.
Oh, the way he walks around on the stage menacing her, the poor baby.
There's no policy. There's no justification to have Hillary Clinton back in the White House. She has no policy of Barack Obama that she participated in that was successful. Everything was a dismal failure. All she can do is try to keep power in the Democrat Party and try to impose this era, this coming era of liberal fascism, which I have no doubt she will implement through radical Supreme Court justices who will defy the constitutional law and impose and create their own laws eliminating.
So when Trump says this is make it or break at the end of America if he doesn't get in, I mean, barring physical resistance, this is probably it.
I believe this is it, because once she changes the Supreme Court justice to radical leftist nominees, once she adds a 7th commissioner to the FEC to break the ties, all of those policies we've seen Obama doing behind the scenes will just come out.
That's right. Let's be clear. The Federal Election Commission and the FCC, they're deadlocked, are on record that if they get a majority, they're going to ban free speech. They admit it.
No, you remember my case. They voted 3-3. It cut down a complaint to investigate me for making the film about Obama's.
Yeah, that's real how real this is. Is they're trying to shut you up, a filmmaker? They've arrested Dinesh D'Souza. Good God.
Yeah, 3-3. Now, how could it be 3-3? It should be 6-0 that they should not be investigating a filmmaker for making a film about Obama's background. I presented a mountain of evidence that his real father was the Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis, who raised and radicalized him in his youth.
He wrote about in his own book, spending summers with Frank, his grandfather's best friend. It's hiding in plain view.
Well, it wasn't just summers. It was every day he went to Frank's house. Frank radicalized him into this anti-American, anti-white.
How do they square this, though, that they make hundreds of millions of dollars in office? They live the most lavish lifestyle of kings. They don't want poor people to have money, but then they prance around saying they're communist.
Well, that is the fraud, the total fraud of socialism and communism, that what we have is a new class of elite. They eliminate the entrepreneurial class, the so-called bourgeois. They want to destroy the drug companies, Wall Street, the banks, all the businesses. The business of America is business, but they want to destroy business and consolidate wealth and power in their own hands, leaving a large middle class to be eliminated. So we only have a lower class. Socialist economies don't have a middle class. They have an upper class elite, and they have the poor people. And these are the upper class elites that are accumulating the wealth by destroying the people that make.
And by the way, history with hundreds of countries is incontrovertible that socialism and communism creates nightmare hells. Even small free market experiments that never even get 10% there create fabulous development, fabulous innovation, fabulous civilization.
Progressives murdered 150 million of their own people during peacetime, as we saw in my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, because they wouldn't fit into the perfect society, the perfect world. They didn't agree that they would conform. In Cambodia, they murdered anybody that had glasses, because if you had glasses, you could read, and they wanted to recreate humanity.
Oh, I got the Zeitgeist movement, admittedly supported by the UN and the New York Times. Tell me, on air, you will be re-educated if you don't accept a computer deciding what job you have or where you live. And I go, that's total tyranny. And they just arrogantly go, we're going to run your life. We're liberal. Well, no, that's not liberal. That's called total totalitarianism, dumbass.
I call it liberal fascism. If you don't conform, this is what happened throughout history. You get sent to the gulag, you get sent for re-education, or you're simply eliminated. This is a totalitarian, depressing lifestyle to have a group of elites with all the wealth. The elites are in socialism and communism are state bureaucrats who don't produce anything. Therefore, you have a society that becomes impoverished. Today, we have, with a free market system, we have the entrepreneur class creating jobs and creating wealth and everybody moving up. Unfortunately, it seems that younger people, millennials, don't know these lessons of communism and socialism.
Oh, no, they say to me, oh, my God, England and Canada have such great health care. Is that why it's rated horrible? People come here, even though ours is all corrupt and bad now? I mean, you know, they just have no, they think North Korea is great. I mean, it's crazy.
We've lost this lesson in history. In the 60s, they mobilized all of Hollywood. The government would educate people, put out films, and show that, look, if you look at Mao Zedong, Stalin, all these countries, Cuba, it's political repression and poverty and death. And we have not had that type of education. So you have people going to Bernie Sanders rallies. Sanders is just an old school communist. And they're clapping for everything he says. We're going to go after Wall Street. We're going to destroy the banks. We're going to break up the pharmaceutical companies. Well, if you break up business, you end up being Venezuela, or you end up being communist Russia.
Sure. But let's add the final piece. If you read Carol Quigley's book or others, they admit this. There's an ultra-rich elite that want to get rid of the middle class to create a consolidation. So there's ultra-corporations that are working with the socialists and communists to cut out the middleman and then cut out competition. And then they plan to double cross the communist and set up a technocracy fascism. But I agree with you when you've said the communists plan to double cross the corporations and create a new dark age. So I don't know what's worse, a technocracy fascism or a dark age. I mean, it's just crazy.
We just need to stick with our constitutional republic.
Exactly.
And not follow these people that have a passion for destruction.
Well, how is it not liberal to have true diversity of business and life and ideas and not have thought control? That's real liberalism.
Look, in their mind, we've talked about this before, they look at America differently than conservatives. We look at the world and we say America is the greatest democratic constitutional republic in the history of mankind. The left looks at America and compares it to a perfect utopia and says it doesn't measure up. Therefore, we have to destroy it so we can rebuild the perfect world. And that is the fallacy of progressivism, and that's why it caused so much.
And all they ever build is nightmare hells that kill everybody. So I've been asking some of the questions. We got 6 minutes left. Joel Gilbert, getting into the son of Bill Clinton, clearly he's the son of Bill Clinton, the whole background on that. You've done comparisons on their faces and photos. We can show some of that writing for WorldNet Daily. You helped put together the first film with that. I know, free of charge. We appreciate you being so dedicated to this out in L.A. when he flew out there. Let's spend 5 minutes on Danny Williams.
Yeah, I've been following this for 10, 12 years and always been fascinated by it. And there's just no question in my mind that, you know, Danny, you know, is the son of Bill Clinton. There's not anybody in the world that looks like him whose mother has been telling him since he was 5 years old that Bill was his father and who lives in Little Rock.
He looks a lot like skull shapes, very similar.
Well, look at the teeth. The teeth are a match. I've had dentists tell me, like with Frank Marshall Davis and Barack Obama, exact teeth match.
No, it is, especially the top teeth. Yeah,
the top teeth, ears, nose. I mean, it reminds me of the interview I did with Malik Obama, for example.
He's got hazel eyes. If you cross blue with brown, that's what you get.
It's a really a complete match. And he has actually the thing he inherited from his dad is he does have this intangible likability factor. He really does have
a very
great
likeable
personality. He's a great kid, and he talks about how when he was 5 years old, his aunt took him, you know, they were on some kind of welfare. They needed some child support. They went to the governor's mansion. His aunt snuck in the gate when the gates opened, knocked on the door, asked for Hillary, and they slammed the door in her face, and they ran off, jumped over a fence, and were later paid some hush money, $700 a month, along with some Christmas presents. It's a very sad story, and I think anybody in urban America that's thinking of voting for Hillary really should look at this, because Danny talks about how it's the same as back in slave times when a slave owner would have a child with a slave and the wife of the plantation owner would run him off the plantation and banishes the child. And that's essentially what happened to Danny. He was in foster homes when his father was president of the United States. He was in foster homes. He said, going to bed hungry at night. Can you imagine that? I can't even imagine
that. It's incredible. I had Tracy Martin, the admitted chef of the Clintons, their travel chef for 5 of the 8 years or whatever. He worked for the Bushes as well. And he was just saying it was constant racial notes. She'd write notes, get this N-word to get me some food. Or she would verbally say it, attacking Hispanics. And everybody I know about the Clintons say they're just flaming racist or just whatever is nasty to say. I think this is a pretty big story as well.
I think it's huge. Look, the Democrats...
Not Bill. I want to be clear. It's Hillary that says the right stuff.
Well, let's talk about public and private. Democrats opposed the civil rights movement. They broke up black families with the welfare system. They forced them into terrible schools. They turned urban America into drug cultures, single mothers, violent neighborhoods. And they keep going back asking for their votes. On a personal level, you can see what they do to their own family. Malik Obama was discarded. All the Kenyan Obamas, I did an interview with him. They were discarded by Barack Obama because they no longer needed them. Danny Williams was, I think, discarded and denied by the Clintons because they don't need him. And I think it's a very sad story and just incredible that Hillary Clinton essentially banished him from their lives when, in fact, he's a great kid and they do good to embrace him. So I hope they
I interviewed his aunt like 19 years ago. I mean, this is going on. I talked to the state police that were just appalled by it all. In closing, we got about 2.5 minutes, Joel Gilbert. JoelGilbert.net, folks want to find his films. We sell them as well at InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, just get them out of people that aren't awake. What do you in your gut think they're going to pull the next 20 days? Where do you think all this is going?
I think they're going to try to keep hammering, keep the focus on Donald's alleged indiscretions, that is he a creepy guy or is he not? He's racist. He talks poorly about African Americans. All these exaggerations and inferences that they make from anything he ever did or said 10, 20, 30 years ago, it's all coordinated with the media. And I think I'm hoping and thinking that people are going to be immune to it at some point. They're going to be sick of it because this reminds us of what we went through with the Clintons, you know, 20 years ago, where there was this constant Clinton pushing these narratives that were twisted and lies and half-truths. And I think it's actually reminding people of how annoying and disgusting the Clinton presidency was.
Exactly. I mean, take Billy Bush. He now admits that was like an hour-long conversation and that he was goading him. Clearly, they were setting Trump up, and it's all edited. I mean, I could record you for an hour and ask you questions on a road trip. You might say something. I mean, now that I think about these tapes, I catch myself when I'm out hiking with buddies or whatever. I'm not even really a nasty guy. I'm not really, you know, what I see is kind of, shocking. But I catch myself, you know, saying some things I wouldn't want out there. And it's like, my God, this is the type of stuff that's going on. I mean, this woman's running ISIS. This woman is doing all this horrible stuff, and we're obsessed over some 11-year-old tape.
Well, I think that's the strategy, is to only focus on Trump, because there's no justification for electing Hillary to city council, let alone president of the United States. She does not qualify for security clearance. Everything she's touched turned into a disaster.
And now we know she tried to bribe the FBI. Joel Gilbert, thank you. Powerful information. Great job on the whole situation with Danny Williams. We're going to come back. We're going to get Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman here. They went to Haiti for a week with Mr. Haven. And this is so bombshell, I don't even know how to handle it. I mean, this should destroy the Clintons. This is incredible.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Hillary, if you're watching this, I've got more money than you do, but I'm down here spending it on these people, not stealing it from them like you are.
We have seen unprecedented bias against Donald Trump and his supporters in the last year and a half during this campaign. But on the issue of the Clinton Foundation stealing close to $2 billion of Haitian aid relief, even the Washington Post, the New York Times have admitted they did it. But they say it was a mistake or they screwed up. And we've got Chelsea's emails to her credit saying, thousands are dying, Mom and Dad. We got to give them the money. 97%+ of the money they were given never got there. The Clintons only have about 3% to 5%, depending on the year, of the money they raise to charity as well. This is truly monstrous. It is so diabolical. So after the hurricane hit over a week ago, I began to talk to the crew about trying to get into Haiti, but no commercial aircraft were going in. And then out of the blue, Gary Haven, a billionaire, patriot, friend of the show, called me about a week ago and he said, you know, I fly aid missions in every week and I've been doing it since the earthquake hit 5 years ago. And he said, would you like to come with your crew? And I said, absolutely. We were just trying to get a crew in there. I hadn't thought of you. And Gary got him into the country for 5 days. And I've been watching since they got back last night, hours of this footage. And it's so staggering. It's so haunting that I don't even feel worthy to try to bring this info out, try to help these people. I mean, they've got footage of people dying. The UN there letting children die and not even fly them 30 minutes to the capital of Haiti. I've got private planes coming in with food that basically the UN takes control of. I have got footage of the public almost rioting when they hear the name Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton, because they know they represented Haiti for several years and took the money from good Americans and others that gave it. We are going through hours of footage. I've got Gary Haven, the pilot, on tomorrow with our crew that was there, Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman. Here's just a few clips of what's coming up. Just to grasp the true horror of this and the loss of humanity and 10,000 people dying of cholera and other diseases because the UN used the water supply that was set up as a latrine to crap in. Attention needs to be drawn to the disaster that we've seen in Haiti and the fact that the Clintons and the UN and other globalist opportunists only made things much worse while posing as a bunch of saviors and getting rich off of it. This is unprecedentedly evil. It needs to be exposed. That's why I'm asking all of you to share this video and to join us tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Wednesday on the eve of the big debate when we expose this, because we're trying to force this out as a major campaign issue. And Trump is very close to going to Haiti himself. And no matter what happens with this election, Trump will draw a lot of attention to it and hopefully help the people of embattled Haiti. We're also going to be going over some charities that are known to give over 90% of the money to the Haitians and others, unlike the Clintons, who keep over 90%. So join us tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Infowars.com/show. Now, that was last night from the Nightly News, and there are a few stories like this that frustrate me to the point of 9 o'clock last night, I actually blew up. I don't mean by blowing up, I just got really angry. Because my brain burns. I'm watching hours of footage of little kids dying, people that they medevaced, a lot of them living, some dying, being at the hospital, watching what happened, and knowing for 5-6 years the Clintons represented the whole country and stole $2 billion, which would have rebuilt the country. And people say, oh, whatever, it's just Haiti. Oh, but you're liberals, so you don't actually care about people. I have empathy. Because what happens when we collapse? What happens when we have a depression? These elites don't care about us, and then they're busy saying, because I'm anti-Obamacare or pro-gun, I'm racist. Bullcrap. I've given money to Haiti. I've supported aid missions because instinctively it's what you need to do. And I'm just so sick of the lies. Now, Joe Biggs has been there for almost a week. So has Michael Zimmerman shooting camera. We've got hours of this footage. A big report's coming out tomorrow. Zimmerman's the one trying to cut it all together. And the stuff we've got is beyond Discovery Channel, beyond HBO, people dying, cursing the Clintons as they die because the UN used the water system that taxpayers paid for to as a toilet. And then Chelsea sending emails saying they're dying by the thousands. Help them, mommy. And they say, shut up, spoiled brat. And then Gary Haven, the billionaire entrepreneur who for years has been flying aid missions in there every week or so. Every time I turn around, we can't get Haven on because he's in Haiti. Just because he's connected with these people, they all love him when he lands on the tape. And you mentioned the Clintons, people start, it's like, what do you think about the Clintons? All riot almost starts. So it's worse than I thought. Joe Biggs, comments on what you witnessed, because the big report's tomorrow. Haben's coming back on. I spent a whole hour on this when the full report airs. Michael Zimmerman and then to Mr. Haben, who I guess is still in Port-au-Prince via phone or Skype. We'll see what works. It's cutting in and out. But, I mean, I knew we'd go down there and show the devastation and try to bring attention, but you've got like the head of the Senate saying that the Clintons tried to bribe him. You've got local leaders saying how the Clintons do nothing, how they just collect all the money. And it just brings home these people are damn evil. Joe Biggs.
You know, you try to put in your mind an idea of what it is you're going to see when you go to witness something like that. You know, I'm from Florida. I have been in hurricanes before many times. I was in Hugo, Andrew, and many others. And you think you have an idea of what you're going to see. Well, it's nothing close to what it looks like in places like Damaris, what you're seeing right now, or Lakai, or Jeremy, which are on the southern peninsula, the most affected by Hurricane Matthew. The damage is so bad. It looks like a nuclear bomb went off. I mean, I'm not even joking.
And for folks that are on radio, Infowars.com/show to see the feed for free. Go ahead.
Exactly. When you see this, you get goosebumps. Your body gets a chill because it is so devastating to see people walking down the road.
And then to know $2 billion got stolen by the Clintons that would rebuild the whole damn thing.
I mean, they're like zombies. A lot of them have had trees fall on them. They've been hit in the head. They have no food. They've had no water.
The most haunting is all the photos and videos of 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kids. Their parents are dead, wandering around. I can hardly watch this.
Oh, I mean, I was sick in my stomach every day. I mean, they're so hungry that I had snacks with me in my backpack. I was scared to bring anything out because I felt bad to eat in front of them. I felt bad to drink water in front of them. I mean, quite frankly,
lost a lot of weight.
I mean, by the way, like my urine at the end of the day would be like brown because I would be so dehydrated because I didn't want.
Oh, you got back. I mean, you weren't fat, but you lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, I didn't want to do anything in front of them. I have no idea. I haven't had a chance. I slept most of the day yesterday after I left work. I mean, I've just kind of just been out of it, but these people need real help, and there is complete and total destruction. And you talk to these doctors who are on the ground. You talk to these medics who are on the ground. They are furious about the lack of help.
And by the way, I didn't know that Sean Penn, I guess they're mad at him. He just grandstands, I'm told.
Yeah. I mean, they're mad and furious about the lack of help from the UN, from these different government agencies out there, the fact that they...
That's we're going to talk about that in a moment with Gary Haven, but we've got it on video. The UN will not medevac people 30 minutes to Port-au-Prince who are dying.
Yeah.
In fact, they try to sit as the intermediary and just get the food, I guess.
They have giant helicopters that could easily pick people up and put numerous patients that need medical attention on there, get them to the helicopter.
But Gary Haven is doing it. Dentistry,
he's the only one
their
doing
eyes,
it.
He's the one. He's flying doctors in. Gary, I'm told, has spent like $80 million, $90 million.
I mean, if you want to find out, you want to find a hero.
Of course, he's a white devil.
It's Gary Haven. Gary Haven is selflessly out there. You know, some people donate to stuff. He is out there. He is putting his money where his mouth is. He is literally flying into areas that don't have landing strips. These are grass filled with people with boats,
he's smart.
Cattle on it.
He's a multi-billionaire. He gives 10% of his profit a year to to direct charity. He doesn't give it to fake churches. He goes, and 10% a year he gives directly.
Well, he's putting stuff right in the hands of the people that need it.
Literally.
Instead of just, you know, shipping it there and hoping it gets to the people, he's hand-delivering it to these people.
By the way, let's roll that camera around. We've got Gary Haben just connected on Skype. Continue, Zimmerman, while we roll this camera around. We're not trying to turn Gary Haben into an angel. The point is, none of us are. Compared to Hillary, he is. This is a pig monster that steals billions of the money as, oh, give me the money. I'm the one to give it to, and then steals it.
Absolutely.
94% they kept for themselves.
Yeah, giving no-bid contracts to their friends for millions of dollars.
Meanwhile, you guys are landing on dangerous dirt fields flooded to deliver food.
Oh, yeah.
What was that like?
You know, going right past the lighthouse.
A lot of military stuff is as scary as this.
Oh, no, this was intense. Let me tell you what. I mean, I've landed in some, you know, crappy runways before in Afghanistan, but this definitely brings a whole new level of intense.
Let me just say, I love being associated with Gary Haben and people like you that are real. We're not perfect. But you know what? We don't sit around and call people in Haiti, you know, the N-word. We actually care about them.
I mean, we're sitting
here. We actually care about humanity, and we're going to expose these bastards.
They're like, well, the plane might bounce a few times. Gary will look back at me. He's like, but it's okay. It'll hit the runway and bounce a little bit. And I'm sitting there trying to film. At the same time, I'm like, I don't want to look like I might be scared of it, but it's so intense. You're like, what is going on?
All right, we're going to go to Gary Haben. And Zimmerman, we're always cutting over. You pop in whenever you want. I know Paul's coming up, always has huge news. We'll do a full hour tomorrow. But you're in Port-au-Prince a week and a half after the big hurricane hit. Gary Haben, founder of Curves, a lot of other big businesses, who I know have just given a large part of your fortune just to Haiti alone, try to help these folks. It's incredible. The video is unscripted. People everywhere hate the Clintons. They've not seen $1. What do you want to say about what we're witnessing and what's happening?
Yeah, let me say hi to my compadres there, Joe and Michael. Man, we spent a week in hell, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, it was good, though.
Gary, you know, I can tell you get high off helping people, though, don't you?
Oh, you know, I got to tell you, this is selfish for me. 30 minutes ago, I was holding a little baby, 13 months old, and was examining her because there was no doctors there. And she had her eyes were not focusing and they were rolling in her head. And the translator told me that the woman didn't have any money for the doctor. So I wrote a note to the clinic and said, take care of this baby for me. And that was 30 minutes ago. You know, Alex, first I want to do an overview. This peninsula that was hit by the hurricane is the western part of Haiti. It's 100 miles long and about 15 miles wide. And it's 90% devastated. There's no roofs on homes. And by the way, it rains all afternoon. And as Joe said, no food, no water. The crops are destroyed. Their animals are destroyed. The fruit trees are destroyed. And so, you know, I came as soon as the hurricane cleared Florida. My team was here. I brought three of my aircraft. I'm flying one of them, and I've got a couple of pilots that are taking care of the other ones. And we immediately found that we were the only people that were able to deliver food.
Gary, you've degraded a bit. You've degraded a bit at the point you were the only people. That's what we found. The UN's doing nothing. No Clinton Foundation. No nothing. The only people bringing aid in. This is bombshell. Because the big news is the UN will not fly out dead and dying children to a hospital nearby while they collect the money to take care of them. This is pure evil. Continue.
It's extraordinary. I mean, who am I with my three aircraft? There's 1.4 million people that are in distress right now. Probably 500,000 of them that are on the verge of starvation and cholera.
That's what you told me. If you don't fly these flights in every day, they start dying.
Yeah, there's 4,000 people on the top of a mountain that we're the sole source of food. And then we bring in all the docs and all the medical supplies. We take out all the evac with my three aircraft. Now, the UN has been bringing in food to other areas. But like you said, they won't bring out patients. The American military has been bringing in food, but they won't evac people as well. And the American military is leaving today. And you've got at least 1 million people without food, and everybody's going home. So it's amazing. I mean, I'm literally saving lives. I'm picking up two or three patients a day. The doctor ran out to the plane yesterday, and he said, the F word, me, I am glad to see you. This woman is 1 inch from dying. That was yesterday. And that's the
normal, we have the footage of people
using. I look like.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I look like hell right now because I just finished two missions and I'm about to go on a third mission because if we don't get the food out there, in fact, we got a little behind because of weather yesterday and we had a riot at the airplane. Matter of fact, it was the day before yesterday. I was able to text Joe Biggs down in a boat and Joe was armed.
Yeah, guys, show some of the riot footage. We got five different clips in there. The UN helicopters. Let's show that to TV viewers. They can see this while Gary's talking.
I texted Joe and I said, Joe, get off the boat, run up the mountain. My pilot needs protection.
And so, Joe, you told me about it. You had to like fend folks off with your handgun.
It was pretty intense because I'm already on a boat coming from Dawn Marie back to the airstrip, which is an hour boat ride. The boat is sinking. Literally, it is flooding and filling with water.
We're showing footage. There's dying people.
There's people. We're you know, medevacing patients out. There's a guy with a blue helmet that's like trying to like shovel water out of this boat. And Gary's texting me like, you know, what's your ETA? What's your ETA? And then I jump out of the boat as we finally land. He's like, hurry up the hill. Dan needs your help. He's being mobbed. There's a riot. So I'm like,
meanwhile, the Clintons stole $2 billion from these people and the left worships them. Man, I'm so sick of these people. I mean, I'm not. I tell you, I'm tired.
Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah. So the situation is there's very little help. There's a tremendous number of people in distress. And a little help has shown up, are now leaving. The UN today in a paper said they asked for 120 million, got 12. If you take the 1.4 million people, that's about 10 bucks a person that the UN is sending to give you an idea of how desperate the situation is. Now, Alex, I tell you, the most important thing is that the American media has done a blackout. There was two stories today, one of them in Time, which was actually very good. People should Google that, Time magazine, read the story. It's a good overview. I believe that they're on blackout because Hillary is so vulnerable here. The people hate her.
That's right. Normally, this is the key. You said the key. Normally, there'd be coverage of a disaster like this. They won't cover it because Hillary already swindled. That's why there's no news of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Good point. Yeah. Go ahead, Gary. And
that's a huge problem because Americans don't know what's going on here. And it's because the media know that Hillary would be vulnerable. So, again, you know, Hillary has not only stolen $2 billion, but because she is being protected by the bought and paid for media, they're not even willing to come here and tell the story. There is no ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, nothing. InfoWars comes to town and gets this footage and tells the world, guys, we need to shame the mainstream media to this into their complicity.
Is there no depth to which they will not sink?
Yeah, it's extraordinary. In the meantime, I'm committed here. By the way, 5 minutes before I got on the deal here with you, not my aircraft, but one of the volunteer aircraft went down in the ocean off the coast, and they're now they found the fuselage, and they're looking for the people.
So independent aid folks are crashing out there.
Yeah, we're flying. Joe explained it well. We're doing dangerous missions because these people are starving.
I saw the landing you guys did. That looked like something out of a movie.
Well, you got to think, though, these people haven't had food in forever. I mean, some people who are injured are traveling 7 to 9 days to get to these facilities because many medical facilities were destroyed. So,
well, let's talk about the guy we have. We're going to show it. He dies on tape.
Right in front of me.
Yeah, we've got all this. I don't even feel like worthy to have this footage, and then the mainstream media don't even care. They're just busy worshiping Hillary Clinton, who's robbing the White House China. I mean, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Watching the guys land on dirt airfields where there's like 500-foot drop-offs with lighthouses. And I mean, this is epic. By the way, it's our sponsors that make all this possible. We need everybody to. We've got free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25% off BrainForce. One of our other great sponsors is Solutions from Science. Solutions from Science is one of my oldest sponsors, and they're selling some of their, quote, perfect power solar generators below cost. This is their top-of-the-line model, usually $6,000. I use it in my house. I bought it like at cost for like $3,500, so they're doing this as a loss leader. It's expandable, so you can make it as powerful as you want to. Normally $6,000, they're letting them go for less than $1,500. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com, and get yours before they're gone. Solutions from Science, great folks. So that's PowerGridChaos.com. InfoWarsStore.com to support us there as well. We're going to do a little bit in the next hour. Paul Watson takes over from London, England. Gary, other points about what's happening in Haiti. We'll show footage of the UN helicopters. I mean, the UN does this everywhere. They will not fly people who are sick into the hospital. They're I guess, just there to like get the international donations. But the Clintons, as you said, are so scared of this. What are other points that are important to show? We can also, you know, also show some footage of armored vehicles with Biggs there and Zimmerman, and then what the UN peacekeepers are doing. We have people literally talking and begging for help before they die. You talked about a guy that went, you know, 7 hours by motorcycle, you know, hacking things with a machete, and then only dies once he gets to the hospital.
Yeah, the guy showed up, was staggering off the motorcycle at once he, you know, got up to the hospital, and the crew was actually coming out to pick me up and Michael at the little landing strip in Jeremy. And as they were leaving, they saw this guy, and they brought him inside of the hospital, didn't think much of it. As we're coming back in, we see this guy again. Now he's on a stretcher, and they're sitting there talking about how they believe he might have cholera, which also can lead to kidney failure.
Which the UN helped.
Well, the guy's sitting there, and he seems like he's kind of out of it. He's just moving around.
His eyes are very jaundiced.
Well, you just, we you have the footage. There he is. That's
just how yellow his eyes are here. You could tell he's not in good shape. His breathing's, you know, super labored.
It was like...
He dies right in front of you.
And yeah, we walked around the corner to give them space to kind of do what they were doing with the medical team. So we go to start loading the next vehicle to take medical supplies up the hill to another area where they needed some stuff. And right as we walked back to the vehicle, we heard over the radio, come back to the stretcher, come back to the stretcher. And the medic teams ran back around the corner. I kind of waited a minute because I figured the guy had just used the bathroom all over himself. So maybe they're going to clean up the guy or whatever to help out. So I was like, I'll give them their space. So I come back around the corner, and they've got the thing right over his mouth, and they're pumping air into him. When they pull it off, he's just like a last gasp of air. Blood comes out. It's all over the place. And the guy just dies right there, and they're checking for a pulse.
Now, let's be clear. You've been multiple tours to Iraq and Afghanistan. You're watching the Clintons suck the money out of this country and do all this. Was this crazier anything you ever saw in Iraq?
I don't know about Iraq, but it definitely compares up there. I mean, there were sometimes some pucker factors. I mean, especially when you're on a boat going across the ocean that's leaking and you don't know if you're going to make it there. And, you know, after a hurricane, there's food in the water, dead animals, people. It's a feeding frenzy for sharks. So if you go down there with no flotation device, which
wow,
we had none.
Wow, we're going to break in a moment. Zimmerman, done. I want to come back and finish up with Haven, but you've been sitting there. Other points you want to make?
Just the scale of everything, the destruction. You know, these people already don't have very much, you know, money. They didn't start at a very high point here.
And Hillary robbed them. She hired, she robbed the poorest people in the world.
Well, you know, they gave all these no-bid contracts to their friends after the earthquake. You know, $20 million to build houses and not a single one was built. They put people in trailers that were, you know, leaching formaldehyde. It was so bad they went back to their destroyed homes because that was better than what the Clintons gave.
Watered-down drugs.
Watered-down drugs,
absolutely. The Clinton Foundation planted a tree for Earth Day.
Yeah, there was a skull that they supposedly built, and actually their only contribution was planting a tree in an Earth Day celebration. They claim they built a skull, but with that money, all they had was a celebration and planted a tree.
For $2 billion.
Unbelievable.
All right, back in 70 seconds with Gary Haven, who is in Haiti in Port-au-Prince. I'm Alex Jones on the front lines of the info war. To all you so-called Democrats out there that are going to vote for Hillary, okay, that's between you and God. I'd about to tell you, you are shameful. We'll be back. It's a long way to the top if you want to actually stand up for humanity. Live
from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Gary Haven's our guest. We got our crew back here. He's still in Port-au-Prince. The U.S. military, not bashing the military themselves, but the decision makers, Obama, won't help these people in medevac them into Port-au-Prince. Don't even do that. The UN won't do it. We have video of all this. The locals freaking out about it. Little kids hurt. Little kids with broken back. People dying. But Gary Haven, a private citizen from Texas, will. What is the bottom line on what's happening in Haiti? I mean, I agree with you. They're totally ignoring it now. Normally they would be focused on it because I guess it brings up what the Clintons did.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. No mainstream media here. You got 1.4 million people lost their homes, have nothing to eat, and a small UN presence. The U.S. military was here. They went home today. By the way, two C-17s came in empty today to take out the rest of their equipment. And I'm actually having to fly my own food in here. And I single-handedly am feeding 4,000 people a day. We're having to get four small aircraft in there just to keep the mob fed. And if you don't feed them, they get violent, which we've had to deal with a couple of times. But I'm buying all the food I can out of Haiti with my own money, of course. And I'm flying it in. And there are a lot of good Haitians. There's a lot of good docs and nurses and EMTs that are flown in here on their own dollar. And together as a team, we're getting it done. But we shouldn't have to. We should have massive support from the international community. By the way, the Brazilians are here. They're helping out a lot. The Cubans, Fidel Castro, is sending doctors and nurses here. They're taking care of an entire village. And Obama's sending in empty aircraft C-17s that could be bringing in food for us. But nothing. Minimal effort. The Marines and the Air Force are here. Great guys, but they have no authority of bringing these planes in empty. It's extraordinary how careless and stupid. And it's the media. The media is not telling the story where the American people would raise up and demand some action. And again, they're not covering the story because Hillary the thief Clinton, who's stolen $2 billion from the most desperate poor people. Alex, I took a doctor from Connecticut into the Bush yesterday. You know, being a doctor and being from Connecticut, I knew her political persuasion. So I very gently said, you know, Hillary's collected $2 billion and has spent 2% of it. And there's no money. There's no Clinton presence here. And by the way, they're raising money right now, the Clinton Foundation for Haiti. Again, the audacity of that. And you know, I could see her eyes glaze over that her hero, Hillary, is a thief of this magnitude, stealing from the poorest of the poorest children in this hemisphere. And you know, she didn't even, her brain, it was like a Austin Powers she-bot, you know. She couldn't even fathom it. So any of our listeners that think Hillary's great, this is living proof that she has pulled off one of the biggest scams on the worst people of the planet. I'm seeing it. Joe Biggs, Michael there, we're seeing it with our own eyes. The vast thievery of this criminal, this monster, Hillary.
Well, that's right. And her followers are just delusional. They think, well, end justifies the means. We start a war with Russia, you know, then the Russian kids can be taught to be gay. So it's okay. I mean, it's just this total mental illness and criminality. Gary Haven, please pop in tomorrow with the rest of the crew. We're going to have a big report that's going to air tomorrow on all this. But it's up to the listeners to spread this to everybody. This is so important because it shows the hypocrisy and it shows what Hillary will do to Americans if there's a crisis as well. It goes to the psychology of claiming they're on this big high horse when it's the opposite. Paul Watson's coming up. I'll hand the baton to him. But great job, Biggs. Great job, Zimmerman. Great job, Mr. Haven. And I want you to come back tomorrow and tell me about some of the charities you trust that you think people should give to and try to support there and really expose what the Clintons are doing as well while helping these folks. But thank you, Mr. Haven. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
Wow. Great job, crew. We're going to come back. But thank you so much. I know you'll be more on the news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'm glad you're back safe.
Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. Only 20 days to the general election. The energy levels are so high, you could cut it with a knife. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show.
All right, Paul Watson's taking over from London, England right now. Drudge, never one to disappoint, promised a few days ago, huge sex bombshells on the Clintons. And we're probably going to have some of those very sources that are in the Inquirer on. The Inquirer gets mixed with news of the weird or other stuff where Bat Boy is always on the cover or whatever, space aliens, you know, meeting with the president. The Inquirer is one of the most accurate publications I've ever seen. And Trump said that, too, and the media makes jokes about it. I mean, you know, they got tabloid stuff in there, but, I mean, it's they don't like to get sued, folks. It's, like, accurate 99% of the time, I found. I mean, I remember first learning, like, in the 80s about Arnold Schwarzenegger and gay porn and you know, his dad being a Nazi and stuff, and later it all came out in mainstream news. I mean, not that I care about that. The point is just that they're accurate. They exposed the Monica Lewinsky thing with Drudge. But here it is on DrudgeReport.com with the exclusive first scoop. So I'm going to tweet this out. Drudge has the exclusive right now. Hillary Fixer breaks ranks. Arranged sex tryst for her with men and women. They've also got Hillary's hitman tells all. That's Larry Nichols. Destroy Bill's sex victims. Bribe reporters to bury truth. Ruin Monica Lewinsky. See, they tried to hire me in 1998, and I wouldn't do it, so they beat the hell out of me about a year later. People said, shut up, Bill Clinton. But of course, I beat the hell out of them. Let's just say I beat the living hell out of four of them. They found out about good old boy guts, didn't they? It's like Cape Fear, where they're trying to beat him up. And he goes, it's just a little bit of a joke. I mean, I'm not tough till you start hurting me, and then I'm meaner than hell. But I'm sorry, I'm digressing. Destroy Bill Clinton's sex victims. Bribe reporters to bury truth. Ruin Monica Lewinsky. Hide her sleazy affairs and push hush money to hookers. Blockbuster 9-page investigation. Let's doppelgang this to Infowars.com. Here's the big report right here. National Enquirer. Hillary Clinton is a secret sex freak who pays fixers to set up illicit romps with both men and women. Well, that's well documented. There's a blockbuster revelation from a former Clinton family operative who is sensationally breaking ranks with his one-time bosses to speak to the National Enquirer in a bombshell 9-page cover story. And that comes out tomorrow on Wednesday for the debate. I arranged a meeting for Hillary and a woman in an exclusive Beverly Hills hotel, the man who was hired by the Clintons via Hollywood executives to cover up their scandals to the Enquirer. It's not just Nichols, it's a bunch of people. Revenge, Donald Trump's fighting back against Hillary Clinton's smear campaign. She had come to the studio to see filming for the movie 1994. While I was there, I helped her slip out of the back exit into a one-on-one session with the other woman. I was made to look casual, leaving quietly rather than caught in the melee, but rather it was something presumably more sordid. What's more, it wasn't just Hillary's flings with women that the shadowy Mr. Fixit helped orchestrate. Hillary's former backman, Family Confession, the Enquirer, just how he helped her to cover up, that's Nichols, affair with married lover Vince Foster too. The shadowy figure who provided proof of his employment with the Clintons also revealed 12 fixes he made, including how Hillary secretly plotted to counterattack Bill Clinton's mistress, Monica Lewinsky, via a document buried for two decades. That's coming out. Boom, we can click on that for folks. Leaked details of Hillary Clinton's desperate health crisis, that's all coming out. That's in the new WikiLeaks. They said, don't go after Sanders for heart trouble. Our candidate's super sick. With crooked reporters, we're on the take from the Clinton camp. Hell, they all begged now to be on the take. They actually pay her campaign contributions just to smell her stink. How he covered up Bill's seedy romp with hookers. Which A-list celebrity had a secret affair with Bill Clinton during his presidency? The word is on that, it's... Interesting lady. Should I say who? Sharon Stone? Some others, too. In a bombshell expose, the Enquirer will reveal the fixer's dossier of smoking gun, including 24 years of documents, notes for journalists. He also tells his confessions of Clinton Bagman's story in his own words for the very first time. That's a composite of more than 10 whistleblowers, I can tell you. So good job, Enquirer. Good job, DrudgeReport.com. And good job, InfoWars. And all of you. Because it's a death-defying life we lead. We take our chances. But it's what we got to do for this republic, and we're happy to do it. Do we claim patriots are perfect? Do we claim we aren't devilish at a certain level? Sure we are. But we've got goodwill towards man. We've got goodwill towards all. We want prosperity. We want a fair shake. We're not out to get you. Lord knows we're evil, but we're trying to be good. Because we're more powerful than the enemy. Weak people turn themselves over to evil. Stronger souls have knowledge of it, but don't give in to it. And that's why we always beat evil in the end, because we've got God on our side. And a very historical time's happening right now. I cannot impress upon you the magnitude of what's unfolding. You obviously can feel it. You can see it. That's why I want to ask you to not take for granted. I know you don't, but I take for granted the position I've got. That's why I'm working 18 hours a day again, 7 days a week. Don't take for granted InfoWars or Prison Planet or Drudge or Breitbart or your own account on YouTube or what you're doing, use it now. Because by dominating now, we will force them to back off. If they win this next round, it's going to get very serious. Quite frankly, it'll just be more explosive, and our victory will be even more insane, but it will be much more costly. I'm not worried about that. I know where all this goes. Just do the right thing. Go 110%, and God will fill in the rest. Support us. We got free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, running through the debate tomorrow and our live coverage and the rest of it. It'll be day 19 tomorrow, 19th day, key critical moment. And we've got 25% off on Brain Force and a lot of other specials, but these are all really good products. Everybody knows this, but I'll just say it. I wouldn't have the luck I've had in my life if I didn't have God's guardian angels around me. And I'll just tell you right now, we don't rob banks like most revolutionaries do to fund operations. We sell high-quality products in the free market. But if you're not buying the products, you're crazy. And if you're not spreading the links and the videos and the articles, you're nuts. Because you are the power that countermands the New World Order. You are the resistance. So whether it's our probiotic or DNA force or our amazing bio-true selenium, it's all there. X2, Superbell Vitality, this is what funds this operation. And these are things that once you use them, you'll find out why third-party sites give us the highest reviews anybody's ever got, because we're game changers. It's what we do. I am a revolutionary. I am a trailblazer. I am an inventor. I am an explorer. And more importantly than that, I'm a sheepdog who just wants to get his jaws around the neck of a wolf. I don't care what happens to me. I was born to do it. And you are the wings on the angels that carry us to the heights to fight the enemy. As God's special forces drop in to fight the New World Order. And believe me, you're one of them. No matter what color you are, where you came from, if you resonate with this message, if the feeding of liberty beats in your breast, then you are our brothers and sisters forever. Now we go to London, England, and Paul Watson with the latest on the InfoWar. Paul Watson.
Thanks, Alex. And you were talking earlier about the rigged media. Trump's been talking about it for weeks now. We have the big bombshell story up on Drudger that you just talked about. We also have the second James O'Keefe Project Veritas undercover video, which just hit about an hour ago. Now, of course, WikiLeaks has exposed that the fact, the blatant, brazen fact that the US media is now virtually a public relations firm, a front for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And again, that's evident. Now we have O'Keefe on the back of his first viral video, which, of course, hit yesterday, was played once by Sean Hannity and by nobody else in the mainstream media. Now we have a second bombshell, Democratic Party operatives on tape brazenly admitting that they're committing vote fraud. They admit it on tape. Here's the quote from the latest Project Veritas video. Quote, this is from Scott Fovell, who, of course, has now been fired as a result of yesterday's video. Quote, we've been bussing people in to deal with you effing a-holes for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now. So this is the same guy, again, brazenly admitting that they were behind the violence at Donald Trump rallies, now admitting in this bombshell new Project Veritas video release that the Hillary campaign, Democratic Party operatives, are engaging in blatant illegal vote fraud. They admit to it on tape. And the rigged media, which is in bed with the Hillary Clinton campaign, has John Podesta cooking dinners for them, begs them to use quotes from their own Hillary Clinton interviews, again, runs stories by them before they're published, gives Hillary the option to edit their own stories. This is how embedded, this is how subservient the mainstream media really is. They're not going to cover this. And now you have James O'Keefe, and let's see if we've got time for the clip here. On record.
We're skipping the break, Paul. Take over. We've got James O'Keefe. All my systems are yours.
We've got James O'Keefe on tape, and we're going to go to this clip now, saying why he wasn't on television last night, because networks across the country are petrified, are afraid of retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration if they even mention these bombshell videos. Let's go to James O'Keefe.
Part one blew up on social media, with many Americans wondering why the mainstream media wasn't covering the story. In fact, Project Veritas Action had television exclusives lined up around the country. Those television stations spiked the story at the last minute. Our sources tell us the reason they did so was fear of retaliation and retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration. Truth is dangerous, especially when it challenges those in power.
So there is O'Keefe in the introduction to his second bombshell video, saying that he wasn't on television last night, despite the fact that the video went viral, was national story, viral hit news on the internet, because those networks spiked his appearance over fears of retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration. That's not surprising.
That's a shadow government of fear, Paul. Shadow government of fear.
Yeah, and it's absolutely chilling, Alex. But then the media has the temerity to claim that Donald Trump is engaging in dangerous rhetoric for saying that the media's rigged, for saying that the election's rigged, when he's got these Democratic Party operatives on tape admitting that they're engaging in election fraud, that their party has done so for the past 50 years, and that they're going to do it again this year. Oh, no, but it's Donald Trump who's engaging in dangerous rhetoric by merely talking about that. And then you can look at the bombshell video they released yesterday. Again, paid Hillary Clinton operatives, it's now come out, on tape, admitting they planned and carried out the violence at Donald Trump rallies throughout the entire year. Now, remember what we said right at the beginning of this. Again, the media blamed Donald Trump's rhetoric for the violence directed against Donald Trump supporters at his own rallies. Turns out, as we knew all along, now confirmed, that was plotted by Hillary campaign operatives and carried out by Hillary campaign operatives from the very beginning. And yet again, the rigged media has the temerity to vilify InfoWars for having peaceful protesters at Bill Clinton events shouting out Bill Clinton is a rapist. We're terrible. We're dangerous. We're evil for doing that. Yet Hillary's own operatives are carrying out violence at Donald Trump rallies, and the media won't even cover it. They cancelled O'Keefe's appearances last night on numerous different networks. They dare not cover it, yet they still blame us for having people with...
Paul, I'm going to get out of here and let you take over. You're in fuego right now, in fuego, huevo. But all of the Liberty Movement is, clearly they're going to try to take over the media next year. They can't allow us to continue. We're bigger than they are together. The fact that they're panicking now shows that this is just unprecedented time to be alive. And the WikiLeaks is so devastating. If we ever had any questions about WikiLeaks, they've been put to rest. Go ahead. I'm now punching out for good.
And I've got a full summary of the latest WikiLeaks revelations coming up, Alex. Podesta number 11. What's interesting about it is only 28.8% of the total Podesta emails have been released. And there's already been 11 different installments of them. This is going to continue right up to election day.
And it's got them so scared, they're cutting off the internet to the embassy there in London. They're panicking. I mean, they are scared.
Oh, they're terrified. And now it's come out, WikiLeaks posted today that it was John Kerry who threatened basically the Ecuadorian government to cut off Assange's internet as far back as 3 weeks ago so that he couldn't release this damaging info on Hillary Clinton. That came into effect on Saturday when his internet was actually cut off. Now, since then, they've obviously found a way around that. Of course, WikiLeaks is not just Julian Assange. They've got a ton of other people working in that organization. But we're going to get to those leaks. And after the break, we're going to get more into this James O'Keefe thing because, again, they have the temerity to say that we're dangerous for having protesters at Bill Clinton events wearing T-shirts shouting Bill Clinton is a rapist.
No, that's not illegal. What's racketeering is trying to cause violence and shut it down. By the way, Paul, you got to 30 after. I skipped the break, buddy. You take over.
Yeah, so this is what we're talking about. And again, you know, the media is slamming Trump as engaging in dangerous rhetoric for talking about rigged elections, for talking about the fact that the media is rigged, while Republican HQs are literally being firebombed. And again, who did CNN blame that on? Well, you had Brian Stelter get up and say again that it was Donald Trump's rhetoric that was the reason behind that Republican HQ.
Let me ask you that since you bring it up. Fired. Clearly they got Black Lives Matter and all these other communist groups ready to activate if Trump wins to burn down cities or even if he loses. I mean, this is diabolical, man. We need the military and other people, and we need grand juries, as the FBI says, with her, you know, trying to bribe FBI agents. The indictments should just begin. Doesn't the military and police get it's not going to stop? They're never going to leave us alone. We've got to bring them down.
Well, I mean, this is the point, Alex. The media is trying to set this up like if Trump loses, he's going to say the election was rigged. All his supporters are going to be out on the streets rioting. Well, no. Who's been rioting so far? Who are the only people who have been rioting in this election? Hillary Clinton supporters and their operatives that organized this from the very
beginning.
And
Soros overthrows countries with these riots. And they're federalizing the election because they say there's massive fraud but by Trump and the Russians. But then when Trump says there's fraud, they say it doesn't exist. I mean, this is 1984 level weirdness, man, where they're admitting there's fraud, but then they say it's Trump, but then they say it doesn't exist, Paul.
Yeah, and they've got Democratic Party operatives on tape admitting that what they're doing is illegal, that they're going to commit vote fraud to steal this election while saying that vote fraud doesn't exist. Trump's a crazy conspiracy theorist for talking about it. The other aspect of this is, oh, and by the way, the only way that riots are going to happen is if Trump wins. That's guaranteed that people will riot because those are the people who riot. Those are the people who are prodded and pushed. Black Lives Matter, George Soros funded. And we've got yet more WikiLeaks emails about that. But here's the other aspect of this, which is this is what's going to come up. Maybe before the debate, obviously that's tomorrow, maybe later in the week. But a new WikiLeaks came out today where they're talking about the fact that Michael D'Antonio, who is an author who wrote a book called Never Enough, Donald Trump and the Pursuit of Success, he's got 9 hours of conversations recorded with Donald Trump. Now, we don't know whether these conversations are off the cuff. Obviously, 9 hours of conversation suggests that it was supposed to be off record. He emailed Hillary Clinton's campaign on March the 4th, 2016, offering 9 hours of taped recordings, conversations with Donald Trump to Hillary's campaign. The quote from the email is, quote, he does not want to be paid. And this was under the headline Opposition Research. So we've had speculation. Are there more Billy Bush-style tapes which feature Donald Trump making these comments?
Edited out of context, total treason, yeah. total despicable behavior.
Of course, they're working with the Never Trump people. That came out in the emails as well. People like Louise Mensch working directly with the Hillary campaign against Donald Trump. Then you've got another story which connects to this out of the Daily Caller, which is Republican strategist Rick Wilson, who is another one of these Never Trump people, basically a neocon. That's why they support Hillary. He told Jamie Weinstein, who again is married to Michelle Fields, he was the guy who confronted you at Bilderberg back in 2008, another cucked neocon, never Trump guy. And they're basically in this interview salivating over the fact that they've got more Trump tapes coming and that this is going to be even more shocking than the last one. So look out for that over the next week or so. Now, of course, Trump is going to have all these offhand comments. You know, 9 hours of taped conversations, he's going to say something a bit fruity.
Probably. Look, he needs to not even respond and just say, shut up, traitor. You know, I'm not the one, you know, funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS and doing all this. Just you're all traitors. No one, you know, no one gets into what you're saying and just move forward and attack on the issues. And everybody needs to know that.
Well, even CNN admitted yesterday that the amazing scandalous revelations since the Billy Bush tape have had virtually no effect.
And Billy Bush admits that he it was like hours and hours edited and that he was goading him into it. So it shows they were setting it up way before. I'm going to get out of here, Paul, but this is riveting what you're saying. Listening to you break all this down, I mean, this is just an incredible time to be alive right now.
It's amazing. And just the depth of collaboration that these WikiLeaks emails have revealed between the media and the Clinton
campaign. Surprised how lockstep they are. This takes amazing, almost military precision.
No, they've merged. It's not just giving Hillary debate questions 24 hours before. It's literally them saying, a Politico journalist literally said, I'm a hack. Those were his own words. I'm going to run my story by John Podesta, chairman of Clinton's campaign, so you can edit it before it's published. It's not just they're friendly to
There's a groveling to be deceptive, a groveling to spin.
Yeah.
And see, Trump knew the public wouldn't be sophisticated and hear that tape was edited, but I could hear it because you could hear him going, but she was married, so, and then that's at the end. He was clearly saying she was married, I had to stop hitting on her. He wasn't married then. It's clearly he's saying this woman was really hot, I wanted her to be my wife. They just turn it into he's grabbing on a married, he's saying women throw themselves on me, and it shows the videos of women jumping on him. It's like saying Elvis raped women that jumped on top of him. You know, if a woman jumps on top of you, it's not rape if you grab her. I mean,
And then he had their media assets come out and say, like Jake Tapper, who is normally quite good on some things, but he said, not only have I never said those kind of things about women, I've never in my life heard anyone else say them. Absolute BS. You listen to conversations between women when they're with their friends talking about the male anatomy. Worse than anything Trump said. I've heard that 1,000 times. It's a complete lie to say that he's never heard that in his life. But that's how they're going to spin it. That's the rigged media.
Well, it's a fight between the new media and the people and the globalists. Paul, take over. Amazing to have Paul Watson on the team for 16 years now, Paul. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, breaking news by the minute. You are the listeners. It's a war. Get them out on Facebook, Twitter. Send them to everybody you know. Memes. Do your own videos. Take action. Attack, attack, attack. Trump isn't perfect. None of us are. He never claimed to be. He's a nationalist. He's our patriot. He's our champion.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back. It's The Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. And again, whether you support Donald Trump or not, doesn't matter. The media is completely rigged. WikiLeaks has exposed the fact that the media is not just friendly with the Clinton campaign, with the Democratic Party, with the left in general. They're working together. They're not talking about James O'Keefe's bombshell revelations about voter fraud, about the Democratic Party starting planning the violence at Trump rallies. They're not talking about massive WikiLeaks revelations on a daily basis. They're not talking about Tracy Martin, who was on the show earlier, the former Clinton chef who personally witnessed Hillary Clinton call a black servant the N-word. Now, that's just an accusation, but so are, what is it, up to 9 now different women making accusations, many of them already debunked, against Donald Trump. Nothing more than accusations. There's no audio tape, there's no videotape to prove it, but what do we see from the rigged media? 24/7 wall-to-wall blanket coverage. CNN, Anderson Cooper. They had Melania Trump on last night asking her again about this Billy Bush tape. 11-year-old comments, a story that's now nearly 2 weeks old. That's what they're still talking about. They're not talking about James O'Keefe. They cancelled his appearances nationwide because they were afraid of retribution from a future Hillary administration. Well, it's not really that, is it? The explanation is they're working hand in glove with Hillary Clinton. That's been exposed over and over again in the WikiLeaks emails. I mean, I mentioned it before the break. You've got an email sent by Politico's Glenn Thrush, who, yeah, we should give him credit, to be honest. At least he's authentic and honest in admitting that he's a hack. This is his quote that's in the email sent to John Podesta. "I have become a hack and will send the whole section to you." So he's admitting that he's a hack. Sending articles about to be published to Hillary's campaign for their approval. He should be given credit. At least he's honest, unlike the rest of the Hillary prostitutes who attacked me on Friday for saying that the New York Times was running its stories by the Clinton campaign before they were published, saying, oh, they were just asking for comment. Really? How many instances of this do we need to see? I had mainstream journalists on Twitter saying, oh, going to dinner with John Podesta, that's not evidence of bias. That's nothing to worry about. We might still write critical articles about Hillary. Absolute crap. He's literally cooking dinner for 30 reporters. They're exchanging emails, running stories by him, begging him, rolling over like lap dogs, saying, oh, can we please use this quote from Hillary? You know, giving Hillary questions the day before the town hall debate. You can roll right through the gamut. Absolute complicity, brazen complicity. The media has been completely exposed. I mean, what, did it have 6% trust before this? Now it's going to have, what, 2% trust? Absolutely disgraceful behavior. You look at journalist donations to each political candidate. 382,000, this is out of a Truth Revolt report, $382,000 has been donated by journalists to Hillary's campaign. only $14,000 has been donated by journalists to Trump's campaign. So don't you dare tell me that there's no bias in that. Absolutely despicable. We've got CNN yet again, Don Lemon a few days ago. And I heard about this. I thought they were just arguing the toss over whether, you know, Hillary was laughing at the rapist who she helped get free or not. But no, it was worse than that. Don Lemon got up on CNN and said that this tape of Hillary Clinton laughing about the fact that the rapist of Kathy Shelton, at the time 12 years old, fooled a lie detector test. She was laughing about that. She knew he fooled a lie detector test, therefore was guilty. Don Lemon got up on CNN. Not only did he say that she wasn't laughing at him, he claimed that the tape was fake. This tape has been out for 2 years. It was uncovered from genuine, authentic archives. It was verified 2 years ago as being Hillary Clinton in the tape. But again, the rigged media, what do? Don Lemon gets up on CNN, says it's fake, says the entire tape is fake. Well, fact check, it's not. It's been verified for 2 years. Again, CNN says it's a crime. They actually said it was a crime to look at WikiLeaks emails. But it's okay if the media does it, meaning us, and you should just trust whatever we say about it, even though we've devoted literally 9 minutes to it versus hours and hours and hours about Donald Trump's comments from 2005. Because we're fair and balanced, because we're not rigged at all. Again, you've got the media attacking us every single day now, calling us, for example, The Hill yesterday called me because Donald Trump retweeted me. One of the internet's most prominent conspiracy theorists. They've still got that little term which they like to use. Of course, you know, the New York Times crafted the most grotesque, destructive, and harmful conspiracy theories for 2 years before the invasion of Iraq, a conspiracy theory that led to hundreds of thousands of dead people, thousands of dead US troops, the Middle East ruined, the rise of ISIS. That was somewhat of a more damaging conspiracy theory than anything I've ever said or anything Alex Jones has ever said. But again, that's their go-to pejorative term. They're the biggest conspiracy theories. The lies they peddle harm people, kill people, destroy entire continents. So don't lecture me about being a conspiracy theorist on a daily basis. Again, absolutely abysmal from the lying, rigged mainstream media. Let's get to this Tracy Martin tape because they're not going to cover this. Again, what are those claims that are being made against Donald Trump from all these women who claim he sexually abused them? They're accusations. There's no evidence behind them. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's have wall-to-wall media coverage every single frigging day while ignoring massive WikiLeaks revelations, which we're going to get onto in a minute. Fine. But if you want to cover regular, if you want to cover accusations with no evidence behind them, but accusations from people who were around these two presidential candidates, then why is nobody talking about Tracy Martin? This is a former Clinton chef, worked under Clinton in the first Bill Clinton administration, saying, accusing Hillary Clinton of calling a black servant the N-word. His accusation, his claim, holds exactly the same amount of weight as any of those women accusing Trump of sexually assaulting them. If not more, because there's evidence that he actually worked under Clinton, that he was actually around Hillary Clinton. Whereas half of these stories by these women have already been debunked. Their narrative has been pulled apart. But fair enough, let's talk about it. It's just an accusation. It's just a claim. Well, so is Tracy Martin saying that Hillary Clinton used the N-word against a black person. Not a single mainstream media story about it now, almost 24 hours after we first posted this on Infowars.com. In fact, barely any coverage from the alternative media either. There was Gateway Pundit came out with one story, which we appreciate, but, you know, where's Fox News? Again, these claims hold the same weight as any of the claims being made by female Trump accusers. The exact same situation. This is an accusation. Let's delve into it. Is Hillary Clinton a closet racist? Well, she calls Robert C. Byrd the founder and leader of a KKK chapter, her mentor. So let's look into it. You know, Bill Clinton saying to Senator Kennedy at the time about Barack Obama, this guy would have been making us coffee a few years ago. Again, just casual racist remark. So let's look into it. Are the Clintons racist? Do they call black people the N-word? Is Fox News going to look into it? Is any of the rigged mainstream media even going to acknowledge it? Even if they just dismiss it as another conspiracy theory, do they even dare acknowledge it? Let's go to this clip. This is Tracy Martin. This is the video I put up on YouTube last night. Get this story out to the mainstream media and ask the question, if you're going to give Trump accusers wall-to-wall media coverage, will you even mention this? Here's Tracy Martin, the Clinton chef, accusing Hillary Clinton of calling a black servant the N-word. Roll the clip. A former travel chef in the Clinton White House claims that he personally witnessed Hillary Clinton angrily call a black man the N-word. Tracy Martin, who has cooked for numerous heads of state, dropped this bombshell on News Radio 930 WBEN during the Tom Bowerly show.
Hillary Clinton, who comes across as a friend to blacks, and she's probably going to end up with 90% of the black vote in November. Obviously, I don't want you to use the complete word, but Hillary has a penchant for using a word which, if anyone else used it as frequently, can be career-ending. Tell us that story.
I was doing a event at the Elizabeth Taylor Medical Center in Washington, which is an HIV AIDS clinic. And I was doing a tea prior to the press party. And that was with Mrs. Clinton and Mrs. Chirac, Jacques Chirac, the former president of France, his wife. And a gentleman of color came in with something and it did not please her the way it was. When he walked out, she says that. And then she used the N-word.
So you're at this event, and
it's three of us in the room, and then the one person that brought something in, and it wasn't to her pleasure, and that's when it happened.
So you are alone with Hillary after the black guy brings something that Hillary doesn't like, and she said to you, that N-word.
Yes.
According to Martin, Hillary made racist comments on a routine basis.
You know, they think nothing of it. Because there's nobody, there's no press around. After you've been around them long enough, whether it be, you know, the Clintons or whether it be the Kennedys or whoever, once they feel comfortable with you, their guard is let down.
Did that surprise you?
To some extent. But like I said, go back to what I said earlier about the high of being in there. You know, you just have to accept that as okay behavior by these people in that situation.
Within 48 hours of doing the interview, Martin claimed that his phone was hacked and that his apartment was broken into at 3 a.m. Host Tom Bowerly also said that after the interview, his loved one received an odd voicemail message from a phone number that was later revealed from the WikiLeaks dump to have come from within the DNC. Bowerly also claims that the man who hired Tracy Martin as a chef for the Clintons died suspiciously in a hiking accident. The notion that Hillary Clinton is a closet racist isn't much of a stretch. After all, she called black people super predators.
They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy.
And her mentor was Robert Byrd, the founding member and leader of a chapter of the Ku Klux Klan.
Today, our country has lost a true American original, my friend and mentor, Robert C. Byrd.
Her husband, Bill Clinton, also once expressed his anger that Ted Kennedy was endorsing Barack Obama in favor of Hillary by belittling Obama because he was black. A few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee, Clinton told Kennedy. Kennedy said he was deeply offended by Bill's racist remark. We've seen reports that there is an actual videotape of Hillary using the N-word. Tracy Martin's claim is just an accusation. There's no audio or videotape of what happened. But then again, there's no actual proof to back up any of the claims of sexual assault being made against Donald Trump. And yet the mainstream media is giving it wall-to-wall coverage. If accusations of Trump's sexism are worthy of blanket press attention, are accusations of Hillary's racism
equally worthy. Imagine if an eyewitness who worked for Trump came out and said they heard Trump use the N-word. Do you think the media would be interested? Well, of course they would. You'd never hear the end of it. Will the media even acknowledge this story? No. They'll either ignore it entirely or attack the credibility of Tracy Martin, claiming he never worked for the Clintons or that he's lying about what he saw. Did Hillary really refer to a black person as the N-word? I'll let you be the judge.
A gentleman of color came in with something and it did not please her the way it was when he walked out.
Tracy Martin
says that, and then she used the N-word.
Okay, we need to get that video out because, again, the weight behind the Trump accusers, how does the media treat them? Wall-to-wall coverage, absolute saturation, just believes them off the cuff, basically, gives them a 30-minute platform, in the case of Anderson Cooper, for them to make these claims. Are they going to allow Tracy Martin the same platform? Are they even going to acknowledge this story? Is Fox News going to pick it up? Get that video out, send it to all the rigged media outlets, force them to cover the Tracy Martin issue. Not much time left, so we're going to get to these Podesta email revelations that have come out today. Again, these are just the ones from today to give you an idea of the volume. This is part 11 of the WikiLeaks Podesta email releases. So we've got Podesta calling Bernie Sanders a doofus. So again, remind me again, why is Bernie Sanders endorsing Hillary? We've got Hillary's campaign rigging the entire primary process against him. We've got Podesta, Hillary's campaign chairman, calling Bernie Sanders a doofus. We've got Hillary in leaked speeches calling Bernie Sanders supporters the lost generation, calling them basement dwellers. We've got Bernie Sanders supporters being tricked into voting, into supporting Hillary by this plan by Clinton surrogates to fool them, to say, oh, we're going to change the rules on superdelegates, give them, you know, a token victory, which actually means nothing whatsoever, to fool them into supporting Hillary Clinton. That was revealed by the WikiLeaks emails. Now we've got Podesta calling Bernie a doofus again. Why is Bernie Sanders still endorsing Hillary Clinton? Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook, in another email, is accused of helping to cover up sexual assault allegations. Basically, it was an individual called Marlon Marshall who worked on the 2008 Hillary campaign, cornering women, making them uncomfortable, making suggestions about having sex. The source in this email claims Robbie Mook, who is Clinton's campaign manager, was made aware of the issue but declined to act on it because he was personal friends with the accused sexual abuser. Is the media going to talk about that, or are they going to prattle on about Donald Trump's comments from 2005? Again, this is just from today. Hillary Clinton, again, we had her in the private and the public positions. She got called out on that. Privately told building trade she would not oppose pipelines, but when asked about it in public, about the NED pipeline, she said no. So again, conflict between the private and the public position. We've got another email that talks about them wanting to take on a token Asian woman to have a phony balance of minorities. We've got John Podesta scheming with the George Soros Open Society president on who they would rally for, who they would push to get as the replacement for Scalia the day after he died. Again, Podesta communicating with the president of George Soros's Open Society Institute, scheming on the next Supreme Court pick. We'll be back with more WikiLeaks revelations in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away. Breaking news at Infowars.com. We're back on the final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday edition. Now, before we get back into the final news stories, I want to direct you to InfowarsLife.com. Because we've got this week's main debate mega special, which is get BrainForce for a massive 25% off. Now, I took BrainForce when I last visited Austin, again, jet lagged, tired, ill. Hosted a 3-hour radio show on this. It really helps bring clarity, calms down your brain. Really works. I've tried it myself. It really works. It works, in fact, better than the other similar brands of this that I tried in terms of nootropics, the other brands that are on the market. It is BrainForce. It is 25% off InfoWarsLife.com. And you get free shipping on that as well. And remember, we're not funded by George Soros, like Black Lives Matter is. We're not funded by the government of Bahrain and other Middle Eastern dictatorships like CNN is. We're not funded by giant pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you, the listener, and your support is what has enabled us to grow and expand and take on the rigged media directly, which is why they're now getting nervous and lashing out on a daily basis. So get InfoWars Brainforce for a massive 25% off InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on that. It's the main debate mega special at InfoWarsLife.com. Go there today. Now, we were talking about the WikiLeaks emails, the Podesta emails. Again, George Soros has cropped up. He's there talking with the president of George Soros's Open Society about who they're going to get to replace Scalia, the Supreme Court judge, the day after he died. Why is John Podesta of Hillary's campaign talking to an Open Society George Soros operative about replacing a Supreme Court judge? Remember, we had the other email regarding that with the mysterious mention of wet work in regard to Scalia's death. I'm sure that was just a coincidence. Another email which came out today, Hillary campaign had a conference call about Bill Clinton's secret lover known as the Energizer. Now, remember, we had the story about a week ago where the Clinton campaign was being warned by some of their surrogates that people on the inside were too panicked about these Bill Clinton sex life past revelations. Well, and now they were having a conference call, basically a series of panicked emails between different members of the Clinton campaign about a new book on the hidden lives of presidents, which claims that former US President Bill Clinton had a mistress code named Energizer. So there was a flurry of emails, a conference call, panic about how they would deal with that revelation. So it shows you that they are incredibly concerned about the damage that Bill Clinton's past is doing to Hillary Clinton's current campaign. But again, the media is talking about Trump's sexual assault accusers who have no evidence whatsoever. They're not talking about Tracy Martin, the former Clinton chef, who said he personally witnessed Hillary Clinton use the N-word against a black person while he was working for her during an event. They didn't talk about that accusation. Let's cover some final stories here. Cultural enrichment news. Muslim woman screams out in pain as she is caned 23 times in Indonesia for standing too close to her boyfriend. She seems to have forgotten that Islam is a religion of peace. Brother of dead Syrian refugee bomb plotter vows revenge. So Germany caught this Syrian refugee who was plotting a terrorist attack in Germany. They asked his brother about the situation after he committed suicide when he was caught. He said, "You understand, I have nothing more to say about it. I will come as a refugee," saying that he will enact revenge, and I guess he should be invited into the country or you're racist. Female Afghan interpreter raped in Calais migrant camp. Now they're importing those children to Britain, even though they're blatantly not children. They're men in their 30s and 40s. But again, Hillary Clinton wants to import tens of thousands of Syrian refugees into the United States, even though Europe is experiencing this nightmare now on a daily basis. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show. InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.